Am I the right caller?
What were you calling for?
Donna Summer tickets.
Oh. Donna Summer tickets.
Are you a big Donna Summers fan?
Yes, but I'm more of a 0.5 fan.
Oh boy, here we go.
Here we go. Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see Donna Summer.
You're kidding.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Matter of fact, we're going to put you in the front row.
What do you say? For Donna Summer.
What do you say?
I don't believe it. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, what color panties are you wearing?
I'm wearing a bathing suit.
Donna Summer wants to know.
What kind of bathing suit are you wearing? A one piece, a thong, bikini?
A bikini. I'm suntanning.
Suntanning.
And then by my pool is my radio with... 0.5 on.
Oh, boy.
Hey, she said it again.
Look at that.
Since she's mentioned the station so many times, mm-hmm. I think another prize is in order. You like the disco era?
Yes, I do.
The whole disco dancing thing?
Absolutely.
How about a disco weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada?
Yeah!
That's right. You'll be whisked away to Las Vegas, Nevada to see Donna Summer in Las Vegas.
Are you serious?
We are serious.
I can't believe this.
You just have to tell us one thing.
What?
What's the strangest object you've ever used during sex?
The what?
Donna wants to know.
Nothing.
You're a virgin.
You're
a big fat virgin. Yeah!
Big fat virgin. And what's your favorite station?
0.5.
She said it again!
Yeah!
You know what you're going to win now?
What?
A trip on the space shuttle.
Yeah, the first person in space.
You're going to see Donna Summer on the space shuttle. Isn't this fantastic?
Oh, this is wonderful.
Have you ever been on the space shuttle?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
have
it's
you?
Beautiful. Yes.
Fantastic. It's going to have a big disco ball.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to decorate it all. Hey, do you know how to dial a phone?
Yes.
What's your favorite sexual position?
Hello.
Donna wants to know.
Hello.
Oh, no.
Is she hanging up finally?
She's gone.
Oh, my God. It took forever.
Ricky, what's going on?
Hi, am I on the air?
Yeah, what's up?
I just want to say that I don't like the words you use in your program. Use the word nigger, use the word white boy. I really find it very offensive.
White boy? We use the word white boy?
Yeah, and nigger. That's what you used yesterday. I listened to your show the first time yesterday. I called your fitter. I also called your program director there.
Who
and I told him I don't like it.
Opie, who
I don't
said
mind you having fun.
Nigger yesterday.
The difference between having fun and being racist.
Who said that yesterday, sir?
And Ricky, you tattled on us?
You bet your life I did, because you know something? Your show is supposed to entertain people.
Yeah.
Your show is supposed to be fun, laughter, and everything, okay?
What?
And I don't mind the fun laughter. We goddamn and nigger and white boy.
Hey, Ricky, what happens if other people, a majority of the people that listen to this program, do enjoy the type of humor we do, and you are the minority, and...
I'm not the minority using that word.
No, maybe you are with people that are entertained by this program, and in the context it's used in humor.
It's not used in humor.
Yes.
That word is humiliating to any race.
It is absolutely used in humor. It's a word that's out there. It's used a lot by black guys, and we had Old Dirty in here yesterday. And I believe that's the instance you were talking about.
Yeah, he said that, and a white boy cut you, he said.
So, Ricky, who are you to say that someone of a certain ethnicity cannot use that word?
Well, I just find it very offensive. I think you have a good show if you just stuck with laughter and humor and everything else.
Do you think that word will disappear, Ricky?
That word would disappear. A few people let it disappear, but a few people
I don't
continue
think so.
To downgrade yourself.
You ever watch...
I know you're going to hang up on me anyway.
You ever watch Def Comedy Jam or something? Or a lot of black comics use that word a lot.
Yeah, does that make it right?
It's not a right or wrong thing. It's reality.
All right, break out the Imagine song.
It's reality.
You're going to think I'm a jerk, but I think I'm right. I think that more people complain about you using that word than they do. Ask BCN.
Hey, Ricky, how old are you?
Me, I'm 51.
51 years young. What kind of nationality are you?
kind of nationality in. I'm half black, half white.
Oh, there you go. Wow, back in the day, that wasn't very accepted when you were a child.
You're That's right. Cookie. I never liked the word either back in them days.
Well, what do you think about the black guys that go around and use that word every other word when they're talking to their buds?
I think that it's disgusting.
Well, it's kind of reality, though, isn't it, Ricky? It's kind of something that...
If you're Italian, would you like somebody to call you a guinea?
I am, and they do, and I really don't care.
And they call me stupid.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, I wish you people would not use that word. I really do. I really do. I think a lot of people listen to your show. They find it very entertaining. You come out of New York.
Ricky, the thing is, we actually are a very real show. We deal with reality. There are certain words that do offend people, but they are in wide use out there, and we shouldn't not include them on our show.
And you have to swear all the time?
Well, yes, we do. We're immature.
So I love saying, goddamn.
Well, goddamn! It's just kind of fun, right?
I don't care how many Dago, Guinea, Wok, Greaseball, Goombas come out of the woodwork.
Hey, I'm
now
offended.
Now you're going to make fun of me because
I'm
I spoke
offended.
My piece.
No, actually, I'm having fun conversing with you, Ricky.
Ricky, I respect you that you do, tell your piece there, but we try not to use the word Aunt and I because we sound silly when we do.
But it does
every
pop
once in a while,
up.
We get caught up in the moment, and we might have some of our African friends in the studio. We feel like we're all getting along, and maybe we'll throw it around a little bit.
It's like, hey, how we doing, my niggas?
Well, I told Affinity I don't like it, and Affinity Broadcasting, you're all owned by CBS, and I guess they're going to get back to you. I don't know.
No, they won't get back to us.
No, Ricky, sorry.
Quite frankly, when you complain about this show, they act concerned, and then they hang up on you.
Yeah.
Just like you're going to.
No, we're not going to hang up on you, Ricky.
Yeah, I just think it's disgusting. Ask how many minority people out there like that word. Why do you have a poll today?
Please.
Why do you have a poll right now at Austin?
Well, Ricky, not a lot of people do have a problem with that listen to this program because of the context it's used in. It is used as a way of speech because that is the way a lot of people talk. A lot of the people in the black community speak like that, Ricky. And when we have them on the show, that word will get volleyed back and forth because this show pretty much is a reflection of our society, Ricky.
No, the reflection of our society that we all should get along, we all should love one another, we should all care about one another and not put each other down.
Well, until people stop flying airplanes into our buildings full of people, I don't think the whole loving each other thing is really going to take off.
And yeah, but that had nothing to do with the N-word.
No, it has something to do with the T-word, towel head.
Yeah, but there's a big difference.
Oh, I know. Well, you don't like the towel heads, right?
No, I don't like anybody. I don't like anybody to terrorize our country, but our country has to get together. Martin Luther King would have used that word, would he?
Martha Luther King? Was that his wife? Who was Martha Luther King, Ricky?
Martin Luther King was
Martin
the greatest
Luther
peacekeeper
King.
Of the civil rights.
So. He was?
So, Ricky, who's black and who's white in your makeup there? Mom, Dad?
When I shut off the lights, you're all black, okay?
What? Hey, you bring up a great point. So turn the lights out.
Yeah, but just try not to use that word so much,
please.
Ricky, was your mama black or your pappy?
My dad.
Your dad was a black man.
And how did he get together with your mom?
How did he get hooked up with your mom back then in the olden days?
But they fell in love.
Huh?
They fell in love and they cared about each other. They didn't care about the skin. They cared about each other.
That was a taboo back then.
What alley did your father meet your mother in?
Opie, that's not funny.
Oh, that's really nice. You guys really have
Ricky,
a great
Ricky,
show.
Ricky, I apologize for Opie.
Yeah, yeah.
What part is...
Now you make me even more disgusted with the show than I was already. Goodbye.
I'm sorry, Ricky. I want to apologize. Oh, jeez.
What park was your mom running in at the time?
He was the love child of Betty and Barney Hill, the black and white couple that were abducted in Roswell, New Mexico. One of the first black-white couples ever to... get into the limelight.
I couldn't even get my line out. I was laughing.
Wow.
All right.
How did that happen right off the bat?
We haven't even started the show yet.
We didn't even start the show. We had an angry person on the phone. Wow.
A crumpet maker.
Well, let me tell you something, my crumpet Mick friend.
Jeez. Just another little tidbit of information as to why I believe we're doomed as a nation.
Silver diesel, charcoal briquette.
F yourself!
A moving yarn.
Let's all go home and find a nice white woman to take look.
And welcome Welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show.
Welcome.
Mike, what's going on today?
Yo, listen, I just want to say, right, that guy Rick is one of those guys who goes in at 5 o'clock rush hour traffic and gets pissed off that someone cut him off. You know what I mean? And the reason why his mother is daddy's problem is because his mother is a mud shark.
Jeez, listen to goddamn Boston. See, now that is the improper context of that kind of thing, and that will not be tolerated on this program. But when we have people, we have such a diverse ethnic makeup that comes into this program and sits down and wants to have a talk, we want it to sound as real as possible. Yes, we have to leave the curses out. Yes, we do. But you know something? People are using those words out there on the street. And that's what we're all about on this show. So, Ricky, I'm sorry you're offended. Don't listen.
I hope Ricky calls back today, Anthony.
What station would he be more happy listening to up in Boston? What would it be?
I've got all the stations.
Is there jamming up there? Hey, you can listen to jamming.
I know our old friend Ron Valeri's leaving radio in Boston.
Yes, he is.
Big story in Boston. Hey, congratulations to Ron Valeri for finally getting out.
Yeah.
Of the Entercom family. The family that has screwed all of our old friends. He's gone. All right. A couple phone numbers, Anthony, in the New York area. 877-692-1027. Anywhere else, including... I don't know. Have we said Buffalo lately?
I don't think we have.
What's up, Buffalo? 866-277-4WOW. That's 866-277-4WOW. Mm-hmm. I have the Imagine song.
Go for it.
Oh, if he wants to... if he wants to be offended... This is... this was actually one of the top contenders.
Listen to Ann try to explain this one.
When we had our... most offensive song contest. The whole object of the contest itself was to put out the most offensive song we possibly can. Here's how offensive the contest got. The winner, we can't even play it. We can't even say it. We can't even talk about it. You can think about it, but don't say it.
Right.
So that's how offensive these songs were. This one came in, and it was... it was done by some stereotypical Guido Italian guy just mocking black people, gays, Irish.
But the Italians were pissed off how this guy was portraying other Italians.
Oh, yeah, because
he was making fun of everybody else.
The whole goof is that, yeah, he's being really offensive and racially insensitive to a bunch of groups. But he himself is but a stereotype of a Guido Italian.
You know what? We have to get the permission of our black listeners to play this.
Do we?
Yes. Because then,
It is. There's a lot of things about the queers. Yeah. Imagine there's no faggots. Remember? Yeah. Remember?
It's all in there.
Oh, man. How do we get to this point? Clayton, what's up?
What's up, my niggas?
What's up, Clayton?
Hey, Clayton.
What's happening, boys?
You sound as white as they come.
Yeah, well, yes, I am.
All right.
Opie, I'm as white as you are.
I'm pretty white, too.
Yes, I know.
All right, Clayton, thank you.
Have a good one, guys.
All right.
Whitey using that word. Now I am offended.
Andrew, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, boys?
Hey.
Oh, what?
Hey.
All right, look.
Hey.
See,
he's saying the F word. He's saying other things that are...
See?
You know something? I am totally changing my point. I agree with Ricky now wholeheartedly.
We think our audience could handle some things. We could have some open discussions about some very intense subjects.
Oh.
Holy yes.
God, you people.
Gary, what's going on? Gary?
Hello?
What's
up, Gary?
Hey. People kill me to call in and complain about your show.
Yeah.
Kill me. I find your show hilarious. I listen to it every day in my work van from the time it comes on to the time I leave.
Oh, thank you so much.
And people that are offended have one choice. Turn it off and don't listen.
Wow.
They want to call and cry.
Where did I hear that before?
Yes.
Right. They want to call and cry about it. And you say, well, I'm offended. If you're offended, Don't listen to it. Don't watch it.
But they continue to listen. I guarantee you, Martha from yesterday is listening to the show right now.
Oh, I forgot about Martha.
I guarantee she's listening.
Yeah.
And they listen just so they can complain.
Right. If Martha's listening, and I'm serious, Martha, call us up.
You guys.
Martha, please call us up.
Down here in Columbus, Ohio, you guys are rocking on my radio every day.
Thank you, Gary. We're still on in Columbus? Wow.
Yeah, you guys are on in Columbus. I listen to you every day from 3 to 7.
What's up with that? All right, cool. Thank you, Gary.
You guys rock. Later.
I know it's the big wazoo. A guy from Boston checking in saying he's heard that Ricky guy on WBZ, the news station up there.
Oh, really?
And he's just as painful as listening to him on ONA. I guess he's like a radio, you know, professional caller. They're those people that call up, and they're just professional callers.
All right. Rob, what's up?
Hey, tell this Gary guy, I'm one of the they out there, and they don't listen just to complain. They listen for the entertainment value of the show, as Anthony just said.
You're an African gentleman?
Yes, sir, I am.
There you go.
And I happen to love you guys. You guys are great. And, you know, you got to take it for what it is. It's fun. And if you can't laugh...
Rob?
Yes, sir.
You don't sound black.
I know. You said the same thing last year when I called when you wanted to play a song.
You know, they did a whole special on 2020 about how discrimination happens over the phone.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Because, yeah, like real estate and renting an apartment and stuff. And, there were a bunch of cases lodged from by black people that said they weren't getting an apartment because they sound black on the phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they brought up the fact that, there was some testimony in the OJ trial that said, well, I heard a black voice.
Right.
And Johnny Cochran's like, how the hell are you going to determine a black voice from a white voice? And then when the shoe's on the other foot and there's discrimination happening because people hear a black voice, they're like, they're discriminating because they hear a black voice on the phone.
That's right. It's
so
true.
Whatever suits your needs at the time.
We played that game about 2 years ago, and we nailed just about everyone.
But yeah, they had on this
our
special.
Our percentage was like 90%. We could tell the difference between black and white through a phone.
On this special, they had a black woman call up for an apartment. And she's like, you know, she sounded like a black woman that you would normally hear over the phone, you know, with the black dialect.
Right.
And they're like, no, sorry, no apartment here. And then they had another black guy call up that just spoke like you couldn't tell he was black.
Right. You speak.
And please come down. Okay. Yes, we have apartments available.
And then they see you like, oh,
yeah,
no.
Oh, no. Who did you have speaking for you, sir?
I'm sorry. We just rented this place. I'll tell you a quick story. I'm in sales, and I talk to people all the time, and you get to go to these big conferences. And I love seeing people's faces when you first meet them. And I'm like, how you doing, Rob Pony? And they're like, you're Rob?
You looked. You sounded a lot taller on the radio.
Exactly.
You it's can't play golf with me today.
No, sorry. Can you get my ball, please?
So, Rob, do you want to hear the Imagine song?
Yeah, let's hear it, man.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Grand.
Wait. But you still have a potty mouth.
Wait.
Yes, I apologize.
You're a potty mouth.
So you're a black guy from Greenwich?
You got it. Well, I'm originally born in New York, about 10 minutes from Greenwich.
Well, how black are you?
What do you mean, how black am I?
Black is he?
Opie, don't go looking for no mochaccino here, man.
I just want to make sure that we're doing the right thing before we play this song. Are you kind of like cafe latte?
I see. I knew you were going to go there, Opie. I know you like them light like that.
Jesus. Are you Mickey Rivers black?
No, I ain't that black, man.
For all those people in Buffalo, are you Bruce Smith black? How black? Give us a shot.
A little darker than Whitney. How's that?
All right. If you were a chick, that would be pretty hot.
Sweaty Whitney or dry Whitney?
Dry,
there's a difference.
Man, dry. Not that sweaty.
You barely ever see her dry.
All right, I'm taking my survey before we do this song.
That's
a little darker than Whitney.
Right.
Okay.
I'm in full support of you guys.
I think we need a little darker than that, but we'll go with that so far. Thank you, Rob.
Kidding me? Black is black. What's the difference?
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, jeez. All right, fellas, rock on.
I'm kidding, Rob. Right, thank you. A little darker than Whitney Houston, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney Houston. Okay. That's one.
Uh-huh.
Dude, this song is rough. It's rough.
Do it.
It's rough.
It's pretty bad.
Eric, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just happen to be Jewish.
Yep.
Nevertheless, one of my favorites was Oma and Fuhrer. I was wondering if I can request that.
Oh, God. That was another really
can I make a request?
Song. Yeah.
Please. Two for Tuesday.
Oh, you want us to play?
Two for Tuesday.
Later, boys.
How did we get into this mess today, Anthony? Huh?
I don't know. Ricky.
Ricky.
Two. No, this station used to have the two for Tuesday.
Instant feedback from Belinda from Virginia. You guys suck. You should take the 55-gallon drum and crawl in it and die. You guys are just jealous of Don and Mike.
Uh-huh.
Toodaloo, ass wipes. By the way,
yeah, interesting.
Jealous of a show that gets no ratings in New York. Okay. Oh, sure. Let's go to Tony. Tony, what's going on?
Hey, folks, what's happening?
Hey.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good. Now, this is a black guy.
Yeah.
Opie, so is the other guy.
But the other guy didn't sound black.
Jeez, this guy sounds black, right, Tony?
I sound black over the phone?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
I'm sorry, we have no apartments available. Oh, sorry. I don't know what just made me say that. It just popped out of my mouth.
That was dumped?
Ah, too bad.
Yeah. They're still being pussies in the back room.
Whoa, they dumped that? Why did they dump that?
Oh, well, not that.
Who knows?
Earlier comments.
So, Tony from Brooklyn, Anthony.
Yeah.
Now, Brooklyn. East New York?
No.
Flatbush?
No. Brooklyn Heights, man.
Brooklyn Heights. All right.
And how black are you, Tony?
How black am I? Oh, the color?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Are you a little darker than Whitney?
I'm about 3 shades darker than Whitney. How's that?
Bobby Brown.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
He looks like Bobby. He's
we
dark.
Got Bobby Brown.
No. I don't look like Bobby Brown.
No.
As dark
I get
as...
crazy.
Hold on. As dark as Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Now we're getting dark, Ant. Bobby Brown.
And you what does that mean?
I just want to get a little
and
dark.
And why does that make a difference?
I just want to get a little dark before we play the song. That's all.
Oh, Jesus.
Tony, you want to hear the song?
Yeah. Yazza, boys. Yazza. Yazza.
All right. We'll play it.
Hey, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Can you fire Don and Mike like you did the radio chick?
Jesus.
They'll take care of themselves, trust me.
All right, man.
All right, Tony.
Take it easy.
Bye. Let me go to Jeff. What's going on?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
Now, there's a black guy.
Oh, good guess. You know that.
Yeah.
First of all, that zebra who called in, he has no right to talk about what can be played and what
zebra.
Cannot be played.
And
half breed. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my
God. Half breed.
Look, this is how effed up racism is.
Yeah.
Because we've had this discussion on the show with our African friends.
Yes.
They do look at light-skinned blacks and say, look, you're not as good as me because you're not as dark as me.
Exactly. I get humiliated against a lot.
Not
and,
a black.
And they talk about how the Arabs don't have the N-word. What about sand niggas?
Well, that's one. That's a derogatory term that I don't think they call each other, is what it is.
Well, like, that's what they are.
You homies, you throw that N-word around all the time.
Well, of course I do.
Yeah, but
I'm proud of that word.
I don't think it's like, yo, my sand niggers, how are you today? I was hanging with my sand niggers. And there was a sandstorm, and I said, yo, sand nigger. You know, I don't think they're using it
make
as
sure
an affectionate term.
Make sure you're saying the N-I-G-G-A.
There you go.
Right, of
I know
course.
See, I know the deal, Jeff.
Yeah. Yo, play that song, man, because I got to be at work by 3:45, so play it, man. Forget everybody else. I'm as dark as you can get.
How dark,
Wesley Snipes, baby.
Whoa. Wesley Snipes.
All right,
now
so you don't need
talking.
To speak to nobody else.
Wesley Snipes.
I don't think we're going to get any darker today.
There you go.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, peace, fellas.
As dark as Wesley Snipes. Damn.
All right.
There's a couple more that want in, and then we'll make our...
Earl, do you want to hear it?
Please don't play the song.
Oh, look at Earl throwing a wrench into the works here.
Chris says, let me talk to those cats. I want to hear that song, yo. Chris, what's going on?
Yo, what up, man?
What up, man?
Yo, what up? Yo, y'all niggas going to play that song?
Yeah.
Where you calling?
Yeah, yo.
Where you calling from?
Yonkers. I'm actually a paramedic on an ambulance right now, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You driving on a Bambalance?
Riding on a Bambalance, bro.
Remember that clip?
Yo.
I need a Bambalance because a deer woke up in the backseat of my car and he's tearing the car apart. I need a Bambalance. Remember that clip?
Someone give me a Bambalance.
I need a Bambalance.
Bambalance.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, how dark are you?
I got that coffee mocha thing, but I'm full Jamaican, though.
Jamaican.
Yeah, man. Like, just like Jamaican Mike, man. Me one of them boy there.
Wow.
Yeah,
you are Jamaican. How many white chicks vacationing down in Jamaica did you bang?
Nah, I bang all my white chicks up here.
Yeah?
All yeah.
Right. All right, Chris. Thank you.
All right, bro. Yo, thank you, my niggas.
All right, bye. There's a couple more. I didn't realize we had so many brothers listening to us today. Barry, what's going on?
What's up, Open Anthony?
Hey. What's up, Black?
What's up? Yo, I want to hear that song, too. You know what I'm saying?
It's brutal, bro. I'm going to tell you right off the bat, it's brutal.
Hey,
I don't know if people can handle it today.
Huh?
I don't know if they can handle it today.
Anyone can handle it.
All right.
It's a little much.
All right. All right. From the Boogie Down Bronx.
It's Vern Schillinger on the phone. What is, who is this?
Yeah, this is Vern Schillinger. I want to tell those boys or niggers, if they don't want to hear the song, turn it to Hot 97.
Vern.
They can turn it to Hot 97 and shout their block.
Stop. This
I'll take Axel Grease and do it like I did to Biden.
All right, Vern.
Thank you, Vern.
You horrible man. Vern Schillinger from Oswald State.
All right. I apologize for Vern.
That's horrible.
Mel, what's going on?
Hello there.
Hey,
it's part of the Aryan Nation, Opie.
I'm sorry about that. You got my permission, and so does my wife. My wife gives her permission as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. My wife's from Tel Aviv. You remember me? I was at the show. I came with the big golf-sized growth on my leg.
Tel Aviv? She's a Jewish girl?
Yes, she is.
Israeli, actually.
As Israeli as she can be.
And she's in the Army?
No, she's not in the Army. She's more like does your taxes.
I remember you.
Yes.
How's that thing growing?
It's fine. It's fine. It's lovely. It's getting bigger. It's getting bigger.
We're actually growing?
We're building an extra room for it.
Dude, why don't you get it taken off?
How big is your tumor now?
Let's see. It's like a third testicle.
Oh, God. Dude, did you go to a real doctor to get it checked out?
No, not yet.
They weren't too happy with you when we played What the Hell Is That with you.
Yep, but my wife likes it.
All right. She likes it.
I remember
this
guy.
She says it's more of me to love.
All right, Mel. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
All right.
That's some love going on there. Richie wants in here. Richie!
Hello.
What's up, Richie?
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm a pedophile, and I'd like to hear Thank Heaven for Little Girl.
No.
No, Richie.
I
got to hang up on Richie.
And here's Q. Q, what's going on? Q.
Q. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
what's up?
Q. How you doing?
How you doing? First of all, I got a couple of words for that. Who's that guy called? Rich?
Rick.
Yeah, how about... No, Rich, the first guy that called up. How about ignorant douchebag?
His name was Ricky.
It was Ricky.
Oh, Ricky. Yeah, how about ignorant douchebag, Ricky?
I had no problem with Ricky. He called up. He spoke his piece. He shut up when we were talking. It wasn't like that nag, rag, bitch Martha yesterday. Sound like Dino when Fred came home.
Oh,
That's the whole time. Shut up.
Now, what's with people? I mean, anybody listening to your show for half an hour has got to get what's going on. Mm-hmm. Either turn the channel or get into it. I mean, you know, what's with these people?
Keeping it real.
Also, is Rick there? Yes, I sent in something last year. It was, if you think the Imagine Songs offense, it was something called my Tribute to Black History Month.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys ever hear that?
Q, you are horrid. We heard that song, and even we were offended.
I was offended. As a matter of fact, I listened to it a couple of weeks ago, and I was totally offended. I couldn't even listen to my own stuff. But
yeah.
In the spirit of what we're talking about here and the fact that this is a comedy show, maybe you should give it a shot.
You're a horrible man, Q.
All right, we'll dig it up.
No, I'm actually a really good guy.
We'll dig it up and give it another try, I think.
Yeah, I think it's going to need a few bleeps, like maybe 40 or 50
exactly,
like that.
Yeah, exactly, Q. All right, Q.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Bye. I'm a good man. I take care of my family. I make sure they grow up knowing about white power. Melvin.
Yo.
What's up?
Listen, I said you play that song, son.
Wow. Yeah, you said really.
I'm as dark as you get, man. Manute Bol.
Manute Bol. Wow.
I'm almost purple, man.
Yeah. Manute Bol. Wow. Now we gotta play it, Andrew.
Yeah. Gotta play it.
All right. Thank you, Melvin.
Late.
All right. Hey, we got some Busta Rhymes tickets giveaway today.
Ooh yeah.
How many are we giving away?
Busta.
Two pairs.
Three.
Yeah, can we give them away to the black folk?
Yeah.
All right, we got three pairs of tickets to see Busta Rhymes tonight at the Hammerstein Ballroom. A few tickets still available at the Hammerstein Ballroom box office. Make sure they're black.
Earl will take the call. Make sure they're black.
Yeah, why
that's
not?
You know something, that's illegal.
What?
Opie, that is so illegal.
What?
You can't just give prizes out down racial lines.
Why?
It's like if you had Tool tickets and said make sure they're white.
Well,
you can't do that.
I was just trying to help a brother out.
Make sure they're black. Jesus, man.
I'm just assuming they can't afford the tickets. I thought I'd help them out. No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke. That's a joke.
Make sure they're black. There's no prizes given away on this show down racial lines.
you nut. Make sure they're black.
You could do it over the phone with a voice.
Can't a guy help
a
brother out?
Say it. Help a brother out.
I'm just trying to help a brother out.
Yeah.
That's funny. We're working on the black meter chart.
What is it?
For future Opie and Anthony
skin
shows.
Tone?
Yeah, there's Almost White, Cafe Latte. I think we can do even better than this, Rick, but it's a good start. Whitney Houston, Black Earl Black.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes Black. Mickey Rivers Black. Uh-huh. Eggplant Black, you idiot. And what's the last one? My house. I can't read it. I'm serious. My house what?
What?
Oh, he doesn't even want to say it out loud. My house has almost zero black.
Zero value.
What?
Uh-oh, Rick, what?
You read it wrong.
Did you just do a white shorts joke on me?
Yeah, you read it wrong.
How small is the room? Okay. I got you, Rick.
All right. Well, Anto, why don't we play this little song? We know it's very offensive.
It was runner-up in the most offensive song contest. We were actually thinking about having another one of these contests, but it always just turns bad. Like, people can't handle this contest. Our GM gets all flustered. People call up all offended. But it's an offensive song contest. But this was a runner-up because we can't play the winner.
Was this really the runner-up?
Yeah, I believe this was a runner-up.
I don't even remember. It's been so long.
Yeah.
Here's
imagine.
Here's a guy named Q.
Hold on to your hats
and imagine
turn out if you're going to be offended.
As we take a break and give away the Busta Rhymes tickets.
Yeah.
Me, you forget about it. Imagine there's no friggin' niggas. Imagine they ain't no freaking jiggables, no mullignons, and no spooks. They ain't no big scary darkies running around out there. And of course, no freaking Arabs, no Hindus, no spics, and no freaking gooks. Imagine nothing but freaking Italians every freaking way you go. Come on, it would be great, eh? Imagine there's no homos. I hate those little fudge packing Nancy boy pricks. Oh, my honor. Every time I see one, I want to beat him in a friggin' head. You know what I mean? Then I'll rip his heart out, cut off his friggin' little. Imagine all the Fanukias. Oh, my honor. Just dropping dead from a freaking AIDS. You know what? You may call me a scumbag. I don't care. But I hate those freaking kind of people. You know what I mean? I'm gonna go upstairs and get a freaking shotgun. Yeah, I know a couple of Moulinian fags you need to get whacked. Imagine there's no cripples. And none of those three-legged little freaks running around the floor look like friggin' chimps. And mono, and I hate those goddamn friggin' handicapped parking spaces. Christ, I want to kill those goddamn little wheelchair gimps. Imagine taking all the retards, send them out on the BQE. Ha, that'd be a pretty sight, eh? But you know what? You may say I'm a scumbag. You can call me every name in the book. I don't give a flying freak. You know what I mean? Because it pisses me off. I'm going to take a friggin' shotgun. I'm going to go out. And I'm going to whack me a couple of lesbian, midget, Mexican, overweight, fat, wheelchair bitches.
Can I see your taint?
Nice.
Taint?
Nice.
Taint? Nice.
Between the peach and the balloon knot.
Can we see your butt?
Nice.
I would have to just blank on your chin.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
Okay, terrific.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
Here comes the ready or not. Here comes the voice from the sound. Here comes the
yep.
Ready or not.
Yep.
How you like me now, I say.
Yep.
Here comes the
yep.
Ready or not. Here comes the voice from the sound. Here comes the ready or not. How you like me now, I say.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. It's cool to know that most of our listeners were able to handle that song, Anthony.
Yes, yes.
Ricky's calling back. Ricky.
Yeah, I just wanted to let that guy know he's a liar. I never called WBT. I listen to the news on it, and once in a while I'll listen to a few of the programs. I'm not a aquatic radio caller.
You never call, what's that guy's name?
I listen to BCN half the day.
Brudnoy. Yeah, you listen to Brudnoy?
Dr. David Brudnoy, he's an excellent guy.
Yeah, so you ever call him up and comment on a show?
If he has a guest on, I might ask him questions.
Yeah, okay. Okay. That's what the guy was saying. He heard you call
him. No, but he said I was a quarter caller. I'm not a quarter caller to radio stations. As a matter of fact, I know a good friend of yours that works at Jammin. Jammin.
At Jammin' who?
Yeah, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy?
Yeah. He works at Jammin, and believe me, I call Jammin in the morning once in a while. I have a morning program. It's great. And I listen to BCN because they play
good. Is that BCN?
I just call up for the, they have a request line. You have to press a button for the request. That's all. They don't take live calls.
Ricky, what other stations do you listen to up there in Boston?
I listen to Jammin. I listen to WYLD. This is the daytime station.
That's, do you ever call those guys? Stations. Wait, do you call the WYLD guys?
To request a song.
Yeah, okay. All right. Who else you listen to, Ricky?
I listen to 97.7 WBOT, which is owned by the same company.
Right, right. And when you call them, what do you call them for?
I don't call them. They haven't got a number to call them, I don't think.
They don't never gave out a number.
I don't think they got a number, but I like listening to music.
Yeah.
Music is my business.
Who else you like?
Who else do I like?
You like FNX? Like ZLX?
FNX, I like it. That's kind of a little bit too hard rock music.
Right. You ever call them to say you didn't like the hard rock music?
No. I just think that if they want to play it. But my main reason why I called today is I was upset because, I don't like the words that
we
used.
Ricky,
People have been dissing me, and they can diss me all they want. But at least I had enough balls to call up the station.
Absolutely, Ricky. You certainly did.
How about these other people that would turn around and diss me? They probably write letters to the company, too, probably complaining about the station.
They're pussies, if I could say that word.
Now, Ricky.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you were going to stop listening to us?
I never said I was going to stop listening to you. I just ask you if you'll please stop using nigger. I don't like it.
Yeah. We understand that.
And I also asked you another question.
What was the question?
And the other question is, well, you people started in the radio business. You start to entertain people. You want to get a good listening audience.
Yeah.
And you want a different types of people to call in.
Yeah.
And everybody has a right to call in.
Right.
I think that somebody calls in. And somebody swears all the time and everything proves that they're ignorant. Because you could call in and have a good conversation without swearing.
Ricky, you are so right.
We like you now, Ricky.
I'm digging Ricky.
I think you're going to be part of our show now.
You know something?
To keep us, straight here.
Keep us on an even keel, Ricky, because sometimes we get a little out of control and we need somebody to keep us in check. And I think you're the guy to do it.
There are times we're feeling good about ourselves and we go for it.
And you know something? And again, people want to diss me or want to call me or make up things that I don't.
No one does that to your face.
They could kiss my butt.
So, Ricky, what park was your mom jogging in?
All right, there you go again.
See?
My mom was not jogging in the park. My mom came over from Jamaica. All right.
What did you do for a living, Ricky?
What do I do for a living?
Yeah.
I work for a local TV station. I'm a custodian.
We just want to know a little bit more about you, Ricky. So you work for a local TV station, and is it one of the network affiliates?
Actually, it's a cable affiliate.
Oh, it's a cable affiliate.
And I'm a custodian.
GBH?
I work for AT&T Broadband.
AT&T broadband TV.
But actually, they have AT&T broadband tree.
Right, okay. Well, right. Hey.
And I do the custodian work up there.
Ah, right.
Yeah, I have a good job and I make good money.
Are you hoping to make it to an affiliate?
No, I don't want to make it to an affiliate. I did enough talk show radio for a couple of years. And
is your dream job emptying the garbage at CNN? Ooh.
Hey, I don't mind doing it.
Nah, you take out garbage.
Do you deliver the mail to people sometimes, Ricky?
No, never deliver the mail to anybody.
I thought maybe that was part of the job description.
No, by the way, you people come out of New York. How many cities or states do you go to?
We don't even know at this point. We're on seven planets now.
Now, Anthony, can I ask you a question?
Sure, you certainly can, Ricky, my new friend.
And I really don't know, and it's none of my business, but are you white or black?
I am a black man. I am Mickey Rivers black.
Okay. Now, if you turn around and somebody came up to you in the street, right?
Yeah.
And they turn around and use that N-word to you, would you turn around and punch them in the mouth?
It's Sicilian, Opie, so it's close.
Well, I know.
Would I? No, because me and my homies, sometimes we just say the word all the time. We talk, you know, it's like, hey, my nigga, you know?
Hey, Ricky, I go out with a Puerto Rican.
Yeah, they're nice people, too.
Rick just adopted a...
they're nice people.
And Ricky, our own Rick, just adopted a small Cambodian child.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. That's great. But, you know, you can have a two-way conversation. But call up and swearing. If you want to criticize me about my point to what I made. Don't criticize me about me because you really don't know nothing about me.
Right.
We're hoping that you have a point to this call soon.
I have a point to this call.
Yeah.
I like listening to BCN. I always have.
All right.
Okay. I like listening to Jammin'. I like listening to WYLD. I call David Brednoy once in a while.
All right. Okay. Just once in a while. You're not like a kooky caller, though.
You call every 2 weeks.
You're not a chronic radio caller, though, right?
No, I'm not a chronic radio caller. No. Why the hell do I need to be a chronic radio caller?
Exactly.
I'm surprised you have time to clean up the garbage.
I have plenty of time to clean up the garbage. Speaking of garbage, them two people from Boston were garbage.
Which two people there?
The one that turned around and said that I'm a chronic radio caller.
Yeah.
Hey, let me put it this way. If he thinks I'm a chronic radio caller, or he thinks that my voice is on another station, he must be listening, right?
Ho-ho, you got him there, Ricky. Wow.
He could be a chronic radio caller.
Wow. You going to retire anytime soon there, Ricky?
Well, I have to go for a heart operation in two weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks? What kind of heart? What's wrong with the old ticker? Oh, you're eating that fatty food, right?
Yeah.
You
going that should be an easy job.
Sure.
What is he going in for? I didn't hear.
Bypass.
I have to have a bypass.
How old are you, Ricky?
I'm 51.
You'll be fine.
I hope so.
My dad went through it twice so far, Ricky.
They got to check it. They got to see, make sure there's no cancer there. They're not sure.
You know what it is, Ricky?
Check it out. You know, you guys make me laugh. You really do. Don't get me wrong. The show is meant to entertain people.
Stay away from that fried chicken.
And the pork.
Yeah, I'll stay away from all that. But I didn't want you to get the wrong idea that this show is made to entertain people. I have no problem with the way you do your show other than just the racial words.
I'm looking forward to entertaining the people soon.
Huh?
At some point today.
Right.
Hey, can I give you a rap song?
You rap, Ricky?
I can do rap.
A black guy that raps.
Bust us out some rhymes, Ricky.
So hit.
Oprah Anthony is on the air from Creedus 7. Do you care? Yeah, I like them. I think they're cool, but sometimes I think they're really cruel. I don't like the way they use the word nigger because I don't think that's really a figure. I don't like the way when people call, they swear and cuss, they do it all. I like the way when they have a two-way show where everybody gets along and nobody calls anybody an a-hole. I really think that it's really cool that the station is here, and God bless you.
So when are you going to start rapping?
I used to be in a band years ago. Many years ago.
You did, you?
Oh, yeah.
What band?
I don't know if I can mention the word at the radio because it was a derogatory name of the band. It was called The Balls.
The Balls? That's a little blue there, Ricky.
No, I ain't got blue balls. I don't take Viagra.
Oh, it's a little risque.
Was it a blues band?
I don't take Viagra. Last time I took it, I got a stiff neck.
So you had a band in Boston.
All right, well. Yeah, we like the rap song.
Yeah, you know, I only heard you guys for the first time yesterday. I only caught a part of your show. I really never caught the whole part. I never really, you know, listen, I see you in the back of the buses all the time, Oprah and Anthony, BCN.
Oprah, OP, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And by the way, BCN is also the home of the Patriots.
That's right.
Why would
Super Bowl champions.
Why would you see those ads champions in the back of the bus? They don't let you in the front up there in Boston?
yeah, let's hope the Red Sox can do good this
year. Yes. Go
hey,
Sox.
By the way, you come out of New York.
Ricky.
Let me ask you.
Wait,
did you
Ricky.
Ever work up here in Boston or what is the Boston Stadium?
No. We were too scared to go to Boston. It's too white up there for
where
us.
Where did you guys first work at?
We don't remember.
Alabama?
Ricky, you see her name in the back of the buses? That's hilarious.
There it says Oprah and Anthony.
Oprah and Anthony.
That's what it says in the back of the bus. Oprah and Anthony, BCN, from Creed to 7.
Oprah and Anthony?
That's what it says.
Hey, Oprah.
Hey, what's up? All right, Ricky.
All right, take care. If people want to call or diss me, that's fine, but stick to the facts, man.
No, Ricky, you are our new friend from Boston, and I hope you call us from time to time.
Can you give us a little more of a rap piece?
Hey, I'll give you one more rap before
all
you go
right
up there.
Bust out some rhymes, Ricky.
It's almost time for another commercial. Stay tuned and you hear the rehearsal. You could hear
what?
Another tune.
Wait, hold it.
You might hear some more of the goons.
What did you just rhyme with commercial?
I said, stay tuned now. It's almost time for another commercial. Stay tuned now. Oh, I forget what I said.
Yeah, because it wasn't a word, Ricky. You're cheating in your rhymes.
Yeah, so let's try it again. Let's go, Ricky. Another rap.
Give me one more rap.
All right,
BCN is the best. They play the best music from east to west.
Oh.
You can get them even on BCN.com. They really are quite really long. Some of the commercials are short and sweet. Some of them I really like to beat my feet. I really think that this show is cool. Feet. Oprah and Anthony, you're cool too. I called up because I say that sometimes you should just knock anybody anyway. But when it comes to
is
the fact, we all should get together. And now let's have a commercial and hear the weather.
You go.
All right.
Hey, wish me luck in my operation, boys.
Ricky, the best of luck with that. And give us a call and let us know how everything worked out.
I will. I'll give you a call in a couple of weeks.
Ricky, you'll be fine. My dad went through it twice. You'll be all right.
Thank you very much.
All right. There he goes. Our new friend, Ricky.
See, the show started off, Opie, with Ricky calling and getting a little upset with our program. And we discussed it with civil tongues.
We turn them all around, though.
And now we have a new friend up in Boston, 51-year-old Ricky.
Now I feel like I got to send him a get-well card.
Slow down.
It's the FU line. We're running late. When we get back, we got to get into the Yankee news.
Oh, my God.
Daryl Strawberry, arrested again. And
Ruben Rivera kicked off the team.
Kicked off the team.
What a blithering idiot.
I do believe the QVC guy will be making
Could
a visit
be.
Today.
Could be.
Thanks for calling, and here's the Opie and Anthony FU line.
Yeah, this is a big f*** you to the Fox Network for canceling your only remotely watchable show, Futurama. Yeah, way to have the worst lineup in the world now, guys. Go f*** yourselves. Eat my f***.
Next message.
Hey, this is Joey D from Boston. I just want to say FU to Hulk Hogan. I'm tired of seeing your goddamn face on TV. I wish you'd just die and not destroy the WWF again. F you.
Next message.
Yeah, I'd like to leave a big you to all the bill collectors that have been calling my ass for the past 2 weeks. I got your money, so don't worry about it. Go yourself, and I'll pay your ass. Bye.
Next message.
I want to say big F you to all my passengers. Please, please have the goddamn money ready when you reach your destination. This is a yellow cab. This is not a limo. Come on. Time is money. Time is money. You fat souls, when you reach your destination, have the goddamn money in your hand. When I go over there, then you start digging in your pockets. Have the money ready. F you to all. Get the F out of my cab real fast. I want to pick up another F. All right. F you.
End of message.
Are you bastards ready to rock?
Opie and Anthony.
And you actually find them rubbing the feces on the wall.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Psychotic apes.
Is this for shock factor?
Oh, my God!
Hey, Anthony, it's Hotwire.
You know, when you're planning a vacation, you're not always sure about exactly what you'll be doing when you get there. You sort of play it by ear and you enjoy yourself. Well, now that same kind of flexibility can really pay off. Because if you're flexible with your departure and arrival times, you can save a ton of money on Hotwire.
It's all because Hotwire has negotiated special deals with their quality travel partners. They're called Hotfares, and you can't find them anywhere else.
Here's just one example of an incredible Hotfare recently found on Hotwire. Fly from New York City to San Francisco, only $210. Fares change all the time, so take the Hotwire Travel Challenge now. Visit the other travel sites, then check out Hotwire for an amazing deal on flights, hotels, and rental cars. How amazing? How about a 4-star hotel for under $100 a night? How about an airfare on a major airline for less than what you'd pay on a discount airline? You see, Hotwire allows you to use your flexibility with your flight times to get amazing deals, and you only fly a red eye if you choose to.
Log on to Hotwire today and use your flexibility with your departure and arrival times to save up to 50% or more on a hot fare. That's Hotwire. www.hotwire.com.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
I'm the worst.
That's right, Anthony.
We weren't even in the same room for that one.
No. We taped some commercial spots. And I read through it once. And then later on in the day, Opie might find some time to go into the production studio, read through the exact same thing I read through. And then Steve C. kind of takes one line from me, another from Opie, and puts them all together. So it sounds like we're chatting with each other, but we weren't even in the same room at the same time. We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. That's why it sounds so genuine and spontaneous.
They should just buy real live spots.
Right.
It never works when we go into a studio.
Then we can just chat about it. We'll chat.
All right, a couple phone numbers in the New York area. You can see we don't give out the numbers enough.
Really?
Write it down. 877-692-1027. Anywhere else outside of New York, 866-277-4-WOW. Charlie Dog, what's going on?
Yes, gentlemen, how are you?
Pretty good, bro.
I was listening to most of your commercials, and I have to come to the conclusion that most of your listeners are fat, bald men who can't get it up.
Yeah, we got some problems with our advertising.
I enjoy our advertising. I welcome them aboard on this program with open arms.
I always get excited when we can talk about the latest F potion.
Yeah. So many good F potions out there.
I never knew there were so many F potions.
You need a little elixir to get your F on? Here's the place to get it.
And it grows your hair.
Yeah. And if all else fails, you can drink enough beer where it doesn't bother you anymore. There you go.
I know what you guys look like, and I know what Scott Farrell looks like, but for some reason, no one knows what Ron and Fez look like. Or maybe nobody wants to know.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, there's some problems there.
Well, you know, when you look on there, you know, I'm not that computer literate, but, you know.
Who cares what another guy looks like, Charlie Dog?
Exactly. Just enjoy the program.
Exactly.
All right, I'll take your advice.
If you were a chick, then I'd have this discussion. You're a guy. Who cares what another guy looks like? Do you like it? Do you like the Ron and Fez show?
I listen to. Well, you know, I have spots. You know, like I can listen to them on the way home from work.
All right,
that was a simple question.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right.
All right, we have to talk about the breaking news with Daryl Strawberry. There's not much really. He was, here it is. Daryl Strawberry was jailed Tuesday on his 40th birthday for breaking a rule at the drug treatment center where he had been serving an 18-month sentence.
This poor son of a bitch. You know something? You got to get to a point where you just realize the guy has, he's got the big casino, Tony. He's got cancer. He should go see Dr. Kennedy. He'll fix him up, Tony. The guy's got the cancer. And he's got a drug addiction problem. We saw a hardcore drug addiction problem where nothing's working for him.
And maybe the drugs are helping him with the cancer thing.
You know something?
Maybe at this point he's like, you know what? My life sucks and I just want to go out with no pain.
If you've undergone multiple surgeries for colon and stomach cancer and, you know, your prognosis is like, whatever. It says recent tests have shown no sign of the disease. But you know something? Maybe the guy doesn't believe that or maybe he's just been through enough. I think Daryl Strawberry should be able to do as many drugs as he wants. What's the problem? What is putting this poor bastard in jail for 18 months going to do for him? Is it going to get him off the dope?
He's just in the drug treatment center for 18 months.
But who cares if this guy's doing drugs? Leave the guy. There's certain people that should have a I-can-do-drugs ID card. where if you're sitting out on the street, you're booting friggin' heroin, you're snorting coke, you're smoking crack, and the cops come up to bust you, you should just pull out a car and go, look, my life is so effed up. Remember me, Daryl Strawberry?
And I'm not hurting anyone.
I'm effing myself up to no end.
As long as he's not hurting anyone else.
Just let him do his dope. What's locking him up going to do? You know, I hate to say this because I might come off sounding like a liberal, and I hate sounding like that as much as I hate sounding like a hardcore, staunch Republican. I'm in the middle. I got my own goddamn mind. But this is how I feel about a situation like Daryl Strawberry's. You can't put a guy in prison for a failure of the Phoenix House or some other drug rehab place. He didn't decide he wants to stop doing drugs. Someone made a decision for him to put him in a place to stop doing drugs. It's not his decision. So if he decided he wanted to stop doing drugs and he failed at it, you could even then somehow twist it around where it's his fault. He failed. He screwed up. The failure comes with the drug rehab place. That in the first place, the courts say, you got to make this guy stop doing drugs. He don't want to stop. The court says, you, make him stop doing drugs. They failed. The drug rehab place failed. Didn't stop him doing drugs. What do? Lock the guy up. You don't lock up the guy. Let him do his dope. Let him die like he wants to die.
It's sad.
It's very sad, and it's a dumb policy that's in place. Let him do his drugs.
As long as he's not hurting anyone else.
Drugs for Daryl. I'll kick into that charity. Drugs for Daryl.
All right, Gay Marco has an announcement to make.
What, has he got a piece of meat in there?
I wish.
What are you announcing?
What am I announcing? Wow, I am the ultimate.
Geez. I don't want to get the H, fellas.
I'm the Opie Anthony reject champion. No applause, no applause.
What's the reject champion?
Well, the OpieAnthony.com message board voted me the reject champion out of all the other rejects on your show.
How about a nice bucket of AIDS?
Oh,
got
please.
Ourselves a pretty little faggot.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, what?
Hey.
Remember, you're a drag queen.
So you're
I'm not.
So you're the biggest reject?
I guess so.
It's not about you, douchebag.
What does that mean?
Well, like, they love me the most. Over Stalker Patty and Lady
Di. How about a nice bucket of AIDS? How about a nice bucket of AIDS?
Marco, we don't understand.
Come on, this is my shining moment.
But we don't understand what happened. You won some kind of competition?
Yes.
All right, what's the competition?
Don't
be stupid.
Listen to me.
Don't be stupid.
Go ahead.
On the Opian
and don't be stupid.
Go ahead.
The Opie
and don't be stupid.
.com
and don't be stupid.
Message board.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little contest.
Uh-huh.
And they put all the rejects
on your knees.
Uh-huh.
And they had voting.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Hey!
Go ahead.
And I won.
You won what?
Suck it!
You won what?
Over French.
So basically you suck the most?
I don't know
what you won.
You didn't think of it that way.
You're gonna give children AIDS?
Gay Marco.
Oh, no, I'm heartbroken.
I drink beer until I pass out.
So what did you win?
I'm the
you
ultimate
stupid
Opie
faggot.
Anthony.
You stupid faggot.
What? Go ahead, Gay Marco. What's wrong?
Nothing.
He's my half fat boy.
Forget it.
Oh, gee whiz. I'm not watching television, Dad. I'm just laying around jacking it.
Marco.
Yes.
You belong in the dump in Staten Island.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Marco.
Yes.
What did you win?
I didn't win anything.
Look what he's doing now.
Just the crown.
It's what I do. It's all I do.
Well, I'm getting steamed now.
All right, Marco.
What the hell?
What was that?
Twinkle toes.
This sounded like fairy dust.
That was a straight guy running away from you outside the pizza parlor.
Hey!
In Provincetown. There he goes.
I think this is a bad idea, fellas. I feel woozy.
Well, that's not the only thing I called about.
Butters rocks. All right, could you explain? So you suck the most as far as characters that are associated with the Opie and Anthony show?
Well, no.
In
I'm
the toilet,
favorite.
You bitch.
They what? Like me the most.
Hooray for AIDS. They like you the most, or...
I guess.
Or they think you suck the most.
Oh, I don't know. I don't quite understand that part.
No. Shut up.
All right. What I'm getting out of this is OPAnthony.com had some kind of competition.
Yes.
So was it a bracket thing?
Yes.
And what? It was like freaks from the show.
Yeah.
And Game Rock.
Well, no, I'm not a freak.
And then what? And then they would give two characters from the show, and then they would vote for the one they liked the most or hated.
Yes.
Or hated the most.
Nice, of course,
and then,
I believe.
And then it got down to the final two.
And it was me and Stalker Patty.
And you beat out Stalker Patty.
Yes.
Wow, look at you.
Congratulations.
You stupid faggot.
Hey.
Stupid blubber butt.
All right, well, wow, that's exciting. Cool.
It is for me.
My bad.
Thanks to Flockamoosin. Flockamoosin, hi, Tom.
Check it easy over there, right? You're on the phone, right?
All right, listen.
Now, wait.
What else? What else are you calling about?
Okay, well.
Come on! What's the matter with you?
Census has renewed interest in me, and it seems everybody's looking forward to me. I thought maybe we could do Gay Marco's Alternative Lifestyle Radio Show Part 2.
You're a filthy whore! You want a what?
You're the Gay Marco Alternative Lifestyle
wait,
Radio
wait, wait,
Show.
See, your name's Gay Falker.
Part two.
Is that supposed to be sexy?
Well, do.
Why don't you come up with something else you can do for our show? Marco?
Yes.
You all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Shut up!
Oh, you like that, don't you, faggot?
Ooh. And people wonder why I don't call you anymore.
What? You call us?
You're so mean.
We're just sharing the love today.
Yeah.
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 Gay. Totally gay. Liberace gay.
Oh, my God.
How's that for a chopper?
Marco, we miss you.
Yeah, well, I'm back.
A crumpet maker.
No.
Oh, he did it once.
He did do it once.
Whoa, calm down, ho.
All right, so you want to come back in and do, like, that radio thing again?
Yeah, it was such a big hit. I mean, you played it last week.
Well,
I got lots of email.
Can I touch it?
Sure.
You are a kid toucher.
Can I touch it? We don't want your AIDS.
Your balls are showing.
Sweet, merciful crap!
I'm finding this funny. All right, so where you come in, and then we give you like 15 or 20 minutes to do whatever
and
you want.
Do your own
yes.
show.
And what?
Yes.
Yeah, but if we're going to do this again, you got to make it better than the first time. So what do you got planned?
It will be better.
Howdy, faggot.
I imagine if you did the 55-gallon drum challenge, it would be a little different than how Ant and I pulled it off.
Sure.
Yeah. There'd be guys in the barrels. Oh. And they would be using those holes for something else.
That's awful.
Blah.
Nice head, Dick.
All right, so what do you got planned for the Gay Marco radio
Well, I'm not
show.
Telling.
Stupid.
Huh?
Stupid.
Then it won't be a surprise.
Hey, he keeps licking his finger and touching me.
Yeah. Well, you got to, like, sell us on this idea.
Okay, well, let me work on some ideas and I'll get back to you.
Don't be stupid.
Huh?
I'll work on some ideas and I'll get back to you.
And don't be stupid.
I'm not.
I like sausages!
It looks like I'm a rat. This ain't a hole!
Well, give us one idea.
I hope we're not wasting our time with this little pecker.
What do you think there, Marco?
Give us one idea.
I don't know.
Okay.
I could tell my story about how I was kidnapped and brainwashed this summer.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Call me Captain Crutch.
Goodbye.
All right, well, hold on.
It's all gooey.
Froy from OpieAnthony.com is going to explain exactly what you want. Froy.
Yeah, what's up, Opie?
Help out, baby. Help out all the help out all the people that don't go to OpieAnthony.com.
Basically, what happened is one of the members, Flock Emotion, came up with this idea, kind of like an OA Survivor kind of thing.
Right.
It was just, you know, tournament brackets like you'd see on for the March Madness, you know, for the NCAA tournament.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And instead of college teams, it was people who are associated with the show, you know, the hangers-on, Marco, Stalker Patty,
Retard Laverne Shirley,
Frenchie, were on there.
Frenchie,
Spike, the old people like that.
Uh-huh.
And users got to vote for their favorite reject. It was the ultimate reject tournament, since they're not actually official members of the show.
Okay.
And so it just went tournament style, you know? It was head-to-head. You voted for each person in a bracket.
Oh, you're very naughty.
Not like that. And in the end, Marco, you know, beat out Stalker Patty.
Beat out Stalker Patty.
Right.
And so that means you guys like Gay Marco more than Stalker Patty?
Yeah, I think that's what it... In the end, that's what it meant.
Okay, terrific.
All right. Thank you, Froy.
No problem.
All right. There you go. So, Marco, it was...
Cackle.
I was so glad.
It'd be marvelous if I turned out to be a homosexual.
Hey! Marco, so it sounds like it's a good thing.
I know. I was so glad to hear from his lips.
All right, hold on. Bruce wants to say hi.
Bruce.
Bruce.
Yes.
What a surprise. A gay guy named Bruce.
I'm actually interested in Marco. My relationship with Steven is kind of on the rocks right now. And he just Marco just sounds like a fine bundle of sticks to me. I'd like to get in that barrel with him, maybe.
Oh.
Ooh.
Those men wanted to have sex with me.
Marco?
Yes.
Staff.
Hi, Marco.
Staff.
So what do you think of my tight pants?
What? What's stats?
What does he look like? Come on, give it the lingo.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Many times.
How'd you like to suck my ass?
Love it.
You guys are just crazy.
Yeah.
We're crazy.
We're crazy,
and we're
people.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
How about that Ricky with that dope freestyle before? I was pretty impressed. 51-year-old freestyler.
That was dope, all right.
That was dope.
That was quite dope indeed.
Funky Fresh, he's kind of a player hater. Painful detail of my muscular physique.
Right. So, Mark, what do you want to do with Bruce here?
Oh, I have no time. I'm too busy.
You busy with?
Hey, like man. Say it to you, folks.
Do you like having your back rubbed?
Did you come to Philadelphia at all, Marco?
You are gay.
It's the simplest thing that just killed me on this show.
Yeah.
All right. So you don't have time for Bruce, gay Marco?
No, I don't.
Stick it in my mouth.
Oh, I wanted a chance.
Oh, I already have three boyfriends as it is.
Ooh, really? Where's the third one go?
They're all pink on the inside.
Yeah. All right. Well, Bruce, I guess Marco's not interested.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go figure that one out.
All right.
What
all
are
right,
you?
Well, thank you for your time, fellas.
Marco, what's the matter? You full? I think you'd be all over it.
Hey, do you guys have message boards on your website?
Oh, no.
Where I could post and whatnot?
No.
Well, there's a couple. There's a couple of message boards where everyone gets together. You know.
Ding dong.
Hello. Hi. Anyone in
here? Hey. What are you wearing?
Hi. What's up?
Mark.
Well, I just... Hello?
Hello.
I'm wearing a nice black Sean John shirt and some nice dark jeans.
Oh, that sounds good. God, I'm so
Who's
horny.
There?
Hello? Is someone else new in here?
And I have a chest like Triple H.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like movies about gladiators.
Yes, hello?
Yeah?
The guy
Who's
that
there?
Was talking about gladiator Oh, someone else new is in here. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I'm so horny.
Hello, so am I.
What are you into?
Hi. I'm into everything. I'll tell you what I'd like to be into.
What? Can it
Hello?
An apple?
Hello? I wish someone new would come in. Oh, hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Is this
Hello?
The gay hotline?
I love these places. Yeah. We just come in, the bell rings, and more people come in, and we just say hello.
Hello?
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 Hi, what are you into?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Could I sing for you guys?
Who are you?
I'm having a party. BYOF, bring your own fist.
How you guys doing?
Hey, is this Tom from New Orleans?
How you guys doing?
Tom, doing fine, Tom.
I love you guys. I feel like I've known you forever.
I bet. Hello? Hello?
Get naked. Shuck them.
Yeah. Let's get naked. Oh, I hope someone else new comes in.
I'll get you anything you need. What do you need? Anything.
Oh, hello? Who's this?
Suck it!
Okay.
You stupid faggot.
Yeah, I like when you bitch me out like that.
What's a couple of cold ones?
Hey, French guy, what do you like to do?
I drink beer until I pass out.
That sounds great. You want to get together?
Suck it!
Okay. What would you do to me if we went out?
You belong in the dump in Staten Island.
Ooh, that sounds hot.
Concrete walker.
All right.
Oh, my God, I don't think this is the right chat room.
All right, Bruce, I guess Marco's not interested.
Okay, yeah. Could I just sing to him on the way out real quick?
You're going to sing?
Yeah,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Mm. How lucky can one guy be? I kissed him and he kissed me.
Oh,
like
God.
The fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Tease my
the room
head,
was
boy.
Completely black. I hugged him and he hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. What'd you think?
Who are you? I ain't calling you, lady.
Did he think that was gonna win me over?
Yeah. All right, I give up.
Hey, gay market, was that a little too gay for you?
Oh, yes.
Wow, look at that.
All wow, right. You gayed it up too much for Marco?
That's hard
I
to
like
do.
Him manly.
All right, Bruce, I'm sorry.
Okay, fellas. Thanks
right.
a lot.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There
bye.
You go.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Bye-bye.
Oh, the message board for gays is called the New York Radio Message Board.
Right.
Thanks for that.
Just put New York Radio Message Board in a Yahoo search engine.
And that's where all the gays
talk. And that'll take you to the gay. It's like a gay radio mecca.
All right.
I post there all the time.
Yes. All right.
Hey, Marco.
Gay Marco.
Can we do gay Marco Cribs?
Sure. Hey, Rick, I got a hot tub.
Do you really have a hot tub?
No.
Oh.
Ugh, please.
But I've been waiting to use that line.
Look like bubbling egg drop soup.
All right, Marco.
It looks like that movie we were watching in the office.
Marco?
Yes?
Need a nuclear-powered skimmer to get the gook out of his friggin' hot tub.
Well, right now, I'm in the midst of redecorating, so you can't do it now.
Oh, what a surprise, redecorating.
All right, Marco, we're going to give you 2 days to...
What? No way!
2 days to call back and tell us exactly what you want to do with 15 minutes of the Opie and Anthony show.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right?
All right.
Hold on, 12-year-old Gary wants to say hi. Gary!
Dad!
Hey,
baby.
Jesus.
Hey, shut your mouth. I just bitch
slap
you.
Hey, Gary.
Gary.
You're not being very inclusive.
You think I can? I hate him.
Don't player hate.
Thank
Gary.
Thank God.
Gary.
I'm not cold in the past 2 years.
Gary, there is no
please.
Reason why gay people cannot be friends of this program. And
I'm not friends with him.
What? Why wouldn't you be open and friendly
to
gay
You're
people?
You're a kid, don't you? That's why. I'm scared of you, man.
We need gay Mark around to inject some humor into this program.
No.
As people inject things into him.
Right. Yeah. All right. We're not going to put Gary on today. He's player-hating, Anthony.
He's player-hating. I don't like that.
Frenchie wants to say hi to you, though, Marco.
Hey, what's up, faggot? You queer. You disgusting pig. Yeah?
Yeah, so is
your
mama.
You fat faggot.
Oh, please. I'm not fat. Hardly.
Listen to you ugly, filthy mouth.
Oh, please. And yours is so
belongs
clean.
In the gutter, you fat fag.
All right.
Hey, we don't want to burn you out, Frenchie.
Yeah, calm down, Frenchie.
Never.
Go cook some dessert for us. All right, Marco.
You Marco?
Got...
Yes.
Oh, you didn't get upset by Frenchie, right?
Oh, no,
come
please.
On. They gave up their country without a one shot being fired. They're a little
please.
Bitter still. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. And their junk is always crooked like a croissant.
How do you know?
Wait, the French guys don't have good junk?
Oh, no, it's always crooked.
Their junk is like Gerard Depardieu's nose.
Who has the best junk, Marco?
Cubans.
Cubans?
Like a big fat cigar.
Yes.
Ugh. All right. Marco, you got...
I'm out of here.
We need the sound, too. Okay, we got to go, Marco. You got 2 days to come up with what you want to do on the next Gay Marco radio show.
Okay.
You right. Stupid faggot.
All right. Thank you, Marco.
Oh, and wait. Dad, don't forget, Seth, it's Liza Minnelli's wedding.
Great.
What did you say?
Liza Minnelli's, Liza Minnelli's wedding. Right. Yeah, did you see our guest list, Marco? You ain't on it.
I wish I was.
Yeah. All right, Marco.
Oh, Marco.
Yes.
No one ain't here. It's sort of a tribute.
Hey, can we play Stephen Lynch's If I Were Gay as we go to break? Are we still allowed to play that one? Oh, good. All right, Ant. We'll get to the...
what, Italians and Irish next? We went through blacks, the gays.
Who haven't we pissed off today?
I don't know. The Italians, we kind of got to.
Yeah, the cripples.
The
gays.
The cripples. That's little, great. Your 1880s reference.
A little too much on the gays, I think.
You think? That was a little gay.
A lot of gay abuse there.
A lot of
gay abuse in the 3 o'clock hour.
Frank from Manhattan said, enough already. I got a contact gay from listening to Bruce singing. You know how you get contact high sometimes? I don't know. You get contact gay.
Well, wipe it off your chin. The Ruben Rivera story is next,
yes.
Anthony. And hopefully a visit from the QVC guy.
Oh, baby.
And what? Barry Williams calling in today?
Yep.
He's fighting Danny Bonaducci, right?
Jesus
that whole
Christ.
Damn thing? Cool. All right, here's Stephen Lynch. This will wrap up this cute little segment.
Yes. This is a song that I wrote actually a couple days ago after, excuse me, a friend of mine, my best friend, we went out to a bar and we got really hammered. And we just had a really good time and I realized you know, why not write a song about the good times that you have with your pal when you're out drinking at night? You know what I mean? And
sure.
So I wrote this for my best friend, my friend.
This should be cute.
I'm going to play that now.
Let's touch it.
I hope he's listening. If you are, man, this one's for you.
Little theme. a lot of your music.
You know, I realized that, too.
Yeah.
So you got
maybe
some
a
issues.
Couple of issues. Yeah. You know,
yeah. A few there. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Deal with those, I guess. Uh-huh. You're secure in your manhood. I guess that's fine.
And I am.
Hi, we're here. We're here under your skin. Us two a-holes. Hello.
Opie and Anthony.
The Strokes last night. We're back with the Opie and Anthony show. Look who's on the phone, Anthony.
Yes.
It's the real Greg Brady.
Barry Williams.
What's up, Barry?
O&A, you guys, you rock.
Where you been?
Well, I've been traveling all over the place. I'm doing some post on a... I'm back on television.
I see that.
I've got a series going on F Club 7, and now I'm coming back. I'm making my pugilistic comeback.
I cannot believe it. You are part of this celebrity boxing on Fox.
Can you believe some of the crazy, insane, nutty, weird things I get involved in?
No.
Yeah.
Now you're fighting Danny Bonaducci.
And who deserves it more?
From the Partridge Family. Barry, do you have any boxing experience?
Well, I do now, but I didn't 10 days ago when I was invited to do this thing.
No boxing experience before. I know that Peter Brady actually beat up Buddy Hinton for making fun of Cindy's lisp.
Yes, he did, I taught him how to do that.
Yeah, you did. You kind of helped him out and trained him a little bit.
That's the thing, though. I trained Peter to punch Buddy Hinton in the nose.
Right.
And that destroyed him. My problem is, if I punch Danny Bonaducci in the nose,
yeah,
he still won't be any uglier.
Oh, talking smack.
Oh.
Are you going to attack him in the weigh-in and try to bite him like Mike Tyson?
My strategy here is going to be jab and move.
I got jab and move.
I got audio from the fight, Anthony.
Already, Opie? Yeah. It hasn't even happened.
Yeah, here's Barry Williams.
Oh, my nose!
That doesn't even sound like me.
Yeah, a little higher pitch. Wow. Maybe he hit you in the nuts before that.
Right.
My nose.
Barry, so what? You got to be honest with me here. What is this thing? Are you guys actually going to be hitting each other as hard as you can? Huh? Did his phone just peter out?
We are going full at it. Yeah. We have...
Oh, boy,
Barry.
His phone ain't working.
Oh, Barry.
He's hitting himself.
Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, you're kind of...
I'm going to change phones here just a second.
Very good.
All right.
There, that should be a lot better.
That's much better, Barry.
I'm going... they're commissioned referees. We're playing by the rules.
Yeah.
It is he who hurts the other guy the most wins.
Okay. Now, do you know anything about Danny Bonaducci?
Well, I've learned a lot about him.
Now, do you know about his fighting?
Yeah, well, I do now.
The
way I'm reading this...
I hear that the fight was already taped.
The way I'm reading this, he's only had 3 bouts.
Uh-huh.
He had one against Chris Knight,
yeah.
Peter Brady.
Uh-huh.
And that was a wrestling match, which he won.
Now, when was that?
He had a boxing match against Donnie Osmond.
Yeah.
And he won in a split decision on that.
Yeah.
And then he had one more with a drag queen in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And that was taken to a draw.
Yeah, we heard about that.
So next up, I don't know what this guy's idea is. Does he just like want to like try and dominate 4 child stars or something like that?
Yeah.
Could be it.
But he has some training in martial arts, I hear.
Yeah, he's a black belt, and he's trained for a couple of years on this. But before, you think it's too lopsided. Remember, I have 4 inches on him.
Uh-huh.
I have 20 pounds on him, and I have a 4-inch reach.
Yeah.
Now, Barry, who else is fighting?
Oh, God, I can't wait to tell you the lineup.
Yeah.
Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice.
And Todd Bridges.
Oh, Todd's an angry man.
He's an angry man. Now, the thing here is... Ice is a kickboxer.
Right.
But
yeah,
Todd Bridges
is.
But Todd Bridges has spent more time in jail than Ice.
Uh-huh. That's
now, we
true.
Don't know if he was a lover or a fighter in jail.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But he could be very angry.
That's going to be a really good fight. Your fight is going to be a little more on the goofy side.
No, it's not.
The Todd Bridges, that's going to be a good, real fight. There's some anger in those two people.
Hey, I'm not kidding you. There's nothing goofy and nothing more or less real about the fight.
We're thinking your fight with Danny a little silly.
No.
You don't have much anger in you, Barry.
I do. You'd be surprised. When I fall by with you guys, I'm loose. I'm hanging out.
Yeah.
I'm a very angry Brady.
What are you angry about?
Getting canceled. Being syndicated for 40 years and not making any money.
And not making a dime off of it.
Constantly being asked about whether I banged Florence Henderson or not.
Yeah, enough already, right?
I'm still sleeping with Kitty Carryall because that's the only girl I can get. It's so wrong. It's so bad.
You are so sick of the same questions, huh?
Hilarious. I mean, I just want a chance
right.
to shut Danny Bonaducci up for 30 seconds.
All right. Well, he's got some anger.
Can't you just feel it?
Isn't it something that, and hopefully this won't be until very far in the future. When your time on this earth does pass on, Barry, and you do move on to whatever life there is after this one,
yes.
You do know what that obit's going to be, no matter what you do. Barry Williams could cure effing AIDS tomorrow, and that goddamn obit will say Greg Brady of the Brady Bunch
is dead. Finally dead.
Hey, is it true?
It's like Ron Howard.
Yeah.
Big director and, Academy Award nominee, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And he says, just please, in my obit, don't call me Opie.
Well, they will say that, but there'll be a lot of other stuff after that, like directing award-winning films.
Wait, Ant.
What?
Barry's done a lot since The Brady Bunch.
Yeah. I know, but...
Jesus.
You know, Barry...
I can't think of any right now, but...
Hey, you
I'm
guys.
Not saying you haven't been busy.
Barry...
I listen to this day. I still listen to your Johnny Bravo CD.
There you go. What else have you done since The Brady Bunch?
Bell bottoms, polyester headbands, orange hair. What else have I done?
Orange hair was the last episode.
That was the last episode.
Are you asking me what I've done since The Brady Bunch?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. You were
Have you ever heard of Unical 76?
Oh,
well, no. I pumped gas for them.
Okay, good. I was wondering what that was.
And have you ever heard of Harry's Bar and Grill? I serve drinks.
You serve drinks there.
Yeah, I've been busy. I've been paying my taxes.
I got to tell everyone this much: Barry Williams, the only celebrity to fight for charity.
There you go.
Ah.
Everyone else is taking the money and running.
Are you kidding?
The Duro Lupus Foundation. That's my... Look, I'm the only good guy in the entire bill.
Isn't that
Paula
that little...
Jones.
Wait, your charity's for that little kid on the Bad News Bears?
No. Howie D, man. Howie D.
Oh, I thought it was... you said lupus or something. I thought it was that little kid on the Bad News Bears.
No, Howie D. Howie D's the Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
Jeez, you're in radio. Do I have to teach you everything?
Yes, Barry. Help
God.
Us.
God.
All right, so who else is fighting, Barry?
Well, besides Ice and Todd Bridges,
mm-hmm.
we have, and this should be very exciting,
yeah.
Tonya Harding,
uh-huh.
the kneecapper.
Right.
Versus Paula Jones. He wanted me, but I didn't go there.
Now, Paula has had extensive work done on that schnozola of hers.
Oh, you would have died. You know what she says at the news conference?
Why?
Now, is Tonya going to hit me in the face? Because I just had my nose done again, and I just can't afford to have that broken.
I can't get hit in the face.
Don't hit me in the face, Tonya. You won't hit me in the face. Of course, you know where she's going to tee off, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to see the first... that was supposed to actually be Amy Fisher's bout.
Yeah. Did you hear what happened there?
Yeah, she wasn't allowed to fight.
Yeah, they said that the parole board wouldn't let her out of Long Island or something.
Well, she did shoot a woman in the head.
That's so unfair. That is so unfair.
Jesus, man. It's like she shot a woman in the head, and the next thing, here comes Fox.
Yeah, and here comes... I don't even know how I got mixed up in all this, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Is that it for the fights? Just three?
Three bouts, yeah.
Okay.
But guess what?
Uh-oh.
If a lot of people watch... There'll be more.
I'm sure there will be.
I'm thinking about a little O&A square off. What do you think?
No.
You've done it on the softball field.
I'm more of a lover, Barry.
Yeah, sure you are. I've seen your face.
I'm a lover.
Are you playing?
I've seen your face. Someone's put a fist in there once or twice.
Hey,
Anthony.
Jesus Christ, Barry.
I want to ask you.
Yeah. Barry's getting pissed off at us.
Anthony, between
yes,
the two of you, who would win? You or Ope?
In a fight?
In a real fight with gloves in a ring. The shorts and everything.
We really don't know how to fight.
Yeah, I'm not a fighter guy.
I can tell you this much. Anthony broke his arm punching Boomer Esiason in the head.
Yeah.
There you go. So he's in.
Snapped both of his bones in his arm there.
You're kidding.
No.
Really?
But it was like in the fourth grade.
And I once fought a Frenchman 60 feet underwater.
Yeah, Opie can only fight underwater. And it was and it was a faggy French guy. What the hell are they going to do?
That's a true story, though, Barry.
Well, I can tell you this. When you step in the ring and the bell goes off, the bets are off too. It is. That's the one thing I can give them credit for is the fights are legitimate.
Yeah.
All right. When are you going to come see us, Barry?
No, I believe they are actually.
No, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Soon. You know, I'm still in the hood. I've moved up to Connecticut, so I'm a little further away. But not.
Oh, you're not in New York anymore.
Not right now.
Mm. We'd love to have you come by for a visit.
I'd love to do that. In fact, I wish I was there today. I'd be there.
Are you playing celebrity softball with us this year?
I want to, but you bailed on me last year.
Well, we bailed on everybody last year.
Yeah, I know. When are you setting it up?
Bikini Softball 2 coming soon to the Opie and Anthony Show. I think sometime in June.
I better go on a diet if I have to wear a bikini.
Hey, Barry, did you move in the station wagon? Did you load everything in there? I see the station wagon going up to Connecticut.
And have you been listening to all my CDs?
Yeah.
That's the only one I have. I have the happy theme song, and then I have the sad theme song. You know the happy one. You just did that.
Yeah.
And should we do the sad one together?
The sad one is...
If it weren't for fans like you, Anthony, I'd have no career at all. It's so good.
Yeah, I just actually, I was watching, I guess it was Nick at Night or TV Land, one of those, and all three parts of the Hawaiian episode back to back.
Oh, man, it's like Nirvana.
I mixed myself up an icy cold tall Captain Morgan and Coke. And watched that, and watched Marsha with her little grass skirt.
I know, but she never showed you her belly button.
Nah, bitch. You know who was starting to come around at that point? Jan. She had some nice cans on her, but she still looked a little too awkward. And that ridiculous Jan bag she was carrying around.
It's those colt legs that she had.
Yes.
Little coltish legs.
Like a newborn colt.
There you go. Not that that's ever slowed you down.
I just love being able to discuss this with Barry. Finally, after all these years, I could talk about the Brady Chicks with the guy that was there.
He hates this.
Hey, I got something for you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Barry.
Westbury Music Fair.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
April 7th.
Oh. What are you doing?
I'm opening for the Monkees.
Are you kidding?
No, how about that?
Are you going to be singing up Johnny Bravo tunes?
Yeah, well, we're doing a little unplugged section called Exploring Greg Brady's Musical Roots.
Holy crap, I got to be there. Dude, I got to be there.
Anthony, only you. I don't even know if you can sing this song with me.
Which one?
You got to be in love to love a love song.
I do remember that one. You're right, I couldn't sing it.
Yeah, I do remember.
Wasn't that one you were working on, but then you went on to something else because...
Clowns never laughed before.
Yeah, yeah.
Beanstalks never grew.
Ponies never ran before till I met you.
Oh, Anthony. You're right. You're no fighter. But you're not a bad singer.
Come on. This is my favorite show.
Well, we'll be there for that, Barry.
Yes, April 7th.
April 7th is a Sunday night. So listen, what we'll do is we'll get you some tickets, too, so you can... Sorry.
Yeah, you got a point.
Listen to some of the stuff you've given away, and you could use these tickets.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Blake says he can hum the suspenseful Brady music. Let me hear Blake on line 8.
My afternoon won't be complete.
Hey, guys.
Let me hear the suspenseful Brady music.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Remember that one?
You know what's amazing?
Yeah.
Right now I am filled with suspense.
Yes. Barry, what does this conjure up?
It could be Halloween in the Brady House.
It could be the haunted house.
Uh-oh.
But you know something? You're right. It's when you kids were trying to haunt the house so they wouldn't sell it. Then there was the UFO sound, which was this. Just a little higher.
God, Anthony, your talents, they just never stop.
Thank you, Barry Williams.
They just never stop.
All right, Barry, when are we going to see you fighting? When is it on Fox?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, 9 o'clock on Fox.
Fox.
Can you call us after the fight?
Where else? Well, if I can get to a phone.
Well, you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
All right, like Thursday or something.
Yeah, cool, you got it, man.
And stop in when you're around.
Anytime. Always great talking with you guys. I look forward to sitting in the studio with you.
All cool, right, man.
All right, you take care.
Take it easy.
Our buddy, our pal, Barry Williams.
Did I tell you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did I tell you my nickname? Anthony's going to love this.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
What? Barry the Butcher.
The Butcher.
The Butcher.
Jesus.
Because Sam taught me everything I needed to know.
Yes. About there. Pounding your meat.
You guys, I got to go swallow some raw eggs.
All right, Barry.
You take care, guys.
Good luck
take
to
it
you,
Barry.
Man.
Bye.
We love that guy. Barry Williams
is such a pisser.
The real Greg Brady.
Yes.
Sung it live on our show. Check it out.
Greg Brady.
Barry Williams.
Greg Brady.
Barry Williams.
Greg.
May I have your attention, please?
Marsha.
I repeat, may I have your attention, please? Will the real Greg Brady please stand up?
That's me, of course. Barry Williams.
Greg Brady.
Barry Williams.
Greg Brady.
Barry Williams.
Uh-oh. We're gonna have a problem here. Y'all act like you've never seen a real Brady before. Belt bottoms, polyester, hip bands, orange hair. Was it permed? Was it real? Hey, who the cares? Here's the story. Here's the story of a guy named me. Greg Brady, Barry Williams. Don't you know we were the real That 70s Show? And oh, Alice O prepared Sam's meat for free. You know what I mean. It's the return of Johnny Bravo. Wait. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Mike Brady said... Nothing, you idiots. Like Tiger, he's dead. Cindy had a lift.
Greg Brady.
I'm sick of him. Look at him. Walking around wearing his tiki god, surfing and wiping out.
Yeah, but he's so cute, though.
It was cool for a while being a teenage star, but now the Brady name can only go so far. I'm doing stuff that's new, but I'm Greg Brady, too. Football into Marsha's nose, sing the chorus, and it goes. I'm Greg Brady, yes, I'm the real Brady. All the other Greg Bradys are just irritating. So if you ain't Greg Brady, please shut up. Please shut up. Cause I'm Greg Brady and I did ladies more than anything Brady, so stop your imitating. Yes, I'm the real Greg Brady. I grew up. Please shut up. It was so much fun making that show for you. Then write my book too, telling you who's dating who. It was all TV, wasn't real, just play. Back then you couldn't say that the dad was really gay or that my mom on TV was dating me.
Tee-hee.
It was groovy, far out of sight. But any night you light up a TV and then you see some wannabe trying to be me.
Greg.
Just be sure you know there ain't no show without me. Barry Williams, Johnny Bravo.
Greg Brady.
The Casanova.
Greg Brady.
Of Clinton Avenue.
Greg Brady.
I got AKAs coming out the wazoo. I dig Eminem and Clark Bars too. I was the oldest kid and I was young and cute. I would never do toot and I still fit that suit. I'm here to stay and if you get in my way, you can cram it where there ain't no sunshine day. Hey, I'm Greg Brady. Yes, I'm the real Brady. All the other Greg Bradys are not syndicated. So if you ain't Greg Brady, please shut up. Please shut up. Cause I'm Greg Brady and I did ladies more than any thick Brady. I was slim and shady. Cause I'm Greg Brady. Please shut up. Don't suck up. Please grow up. I gotta get out of this time warp. I mean, how did I get stuck in this box in the upper right-hand corner anyway? I was a kid of rock when Kid Rock was just a kid. And Uncle Cracker was somebody's nephew. I'd love to stay. I gotta go because something suddenly came up.
Whoa!
I'm exhausted.
Standing out.
Wow.
God damn.
We just did that live.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I just want to be with a man who'll ignore me and take me for granted and who's only pretending to be interested in who I am and what I think so he can get into my tail.
Dirty girls you love too.
Opie
and you know where a guy can get a rub and a tug around here?
Anthony.
Yeah, you're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. A few phone lines open in the New York area. 877-692-1027. That's 877-692-1027. Hey, Deuce, what's going on, man?
What's up, fellas? Yep. Good show so far today, guys. But how haven't you talked about Stephanie McMahon's ass last night?
Yeah.
That was a good shot,
dude,
man.
We were just looking at the pictures.
Are you putting it on Foundry?
Yeah, Steve will link it to Foundry Music. Speaking of FoundryMusic.com, we put a link to the Imagine song we played earlier in the show.
Okay. Just want to share it.
But Ant was just showing me the pictures from last night's Raw where Triple H was dragging Stephanie all over the ring, and you could see her...
Well, he's pulling the back of her pants around the belt line. He's dragging her back into the ring by the back of her pants, and her pants are completely lifted up and kind of pulled down. And you see half her ass from the lower back all the way down to halfway down her ass crack.
That's a good 3-4 second shot, too,
and,
man.
And you know something?
That's a good ass.
She got a nice looking ass in those pictures.
You know we have Triple H coming in tomorrow.
Yeah, I know, man. You got to talk to him about that.
And she got a little, what does that look like? A little tan line going? It looks like a little thong-like tan line going.
It was nice.
Yeah.
She's shown a lot of skin lately on.
She's going to be completely naked
TV,
soon
yeah.
in the ring. That's what I believe. I believe we will soon see Stephanie McMahon completely naked.
By the way, yeah. we're trying to line up some girls for Triple H to spank on tomorrow's show.
Oh.
Just like the last time he visited us.
Maybe he could drag some one of our listeners around the floor by the back of her pants and then smack her a little.
He might drag us around if we don't stop talking about Stephanie.
Why? Look what he's doing to her.
Well, we've said so.
Thanks to him, we're seeing her ass.
I'm wondering what kind of panties you're wearing tonight.
Well, you know something? I don't see panties. That's another thing.
Pucker up and kiss my ass.
You know what? Stephanie ain't wearing no panties.
Get on your hands and knees like a dog. That's it. Crawl around like a dog.
I don't like this computer because the icon isn't a little hand. When I put it on her ass. I like when you go to a picture and it's the hand and you could rub her ass with the icon. Yes, Stephanie. Yes.
All right, Deuce. We'll ask Triple H about this tomorrow.
You better, fellas. Take it easy, my nizzle.
All right. Perry.
Nizzle.
And girls, if you want to be spanked by Triple H, give us a call.
What it? I'm looking at this website that's on the pictures and I'm going to have to go there. Because perhaps there's even better pictures.
Before
I give it out.
All right.
Zone. There we go. And the first page is a picture of her ass.
Let me see.
Five images. Well, it's the same one. It's just the littler one. You know, same thing.
You rarely
see it.
All right.
Can't wait to have Triple H in and talk to her about... Now there's just pictures like Stephanie's ass, her legs, a bunch of thumbnails, I guess. They posted the best ones, though, so it's on thestephzone.com.
Thestephzone.com.
A whole website dedicated to Steph and her ass and her legs and her boobs.
All the stuff she's showing on TV?
Yeah. What's this one? It looks like a T-shot.
With a little nippage. A
little bit coming out. Like,
oh, no.
She's kind of fallen. I've seen better ones
yeah,
of her nips.
She's done better than that.
Yeah.
Anthony, 55-gallon drum challenge update.
Yeah.
It gets more and more interesting as the days go by here.
What now?
Well, have you noticed what's going on outside the studio?
Oh, yeah. we came down to the studio today, and it was a different look down here.
Yeah, they had to take up the whole rug.
All the carpeting
is completely gone.
In the entire back area here where our studios are has been torn up from the floor and thrown away.
They got rid of the rug because they kept cleaning, and they haven't been able to get rid of the smell from Friday's show.
It just wasn't happening.
So a lot of people have seen outside the studio. Just all that rug you guys have seen, completely gone.
Yep. Gone.
I don't know what they're going to do. I guess they got to get all new rugs.
They are. They're getting brand new carpeting. And
here comes Pete. Pete, update. Here comes Pete, the engineer who's been here for 37 years.
Hi, Pete. What's up with the carpet?
Well, we had the experts come down, the cleaning people.
What did they say?
Do this all the time. And so this is like a special challenge for them.
But then they didn't clean. They pulled up the carpet.
Oh, no. You know why? Because last night, Ron and Fez objected to them cleaning the carpet.
Objected to them cleaning the carpet?
I don't know what the reason is. You know, whether the chemical smells were overwhelming or what.
So they decided to rip up the carpet.
No, the point at that point is, as we looked at it, we thought that probably even a cleaning wouldn't,
right,
wouldn't solve the problem.
Wouldn't solve the problem.
So we figured the best thing to do is just remove the carpeting.
And throw it away.
Yeah.
And now new carpeting is coming in.
Well, we still haven't decided what we want to do there.
Well, you got to put something there. It's I kind of like it the way it is.
Why? No.
Let them be. It takes time to figure this stuff out. I like it the way it is because we could all put on roller skates and make a roller rink out of it. It's a very hard floor out there.
Yeah, that's
it looks
like
metal.
No, there's concrete in there. Don't
concrete and metal, though, on top.
It's just like solid. There's like 2 inches of
is
concrete
it?
In
Opie,
there.
Opie, that's a floor is lifted, you know.
Yeah.
There's wires and electronic equipment underneath that flooring, and you could pull up either one of those, what are those, 2-foot by 2-foot tiles of cement. They're bolted down. You do is unbolt them and pull that up, and you could get to the wires. So stuff was dripping down in there, too?
Well, I'm hoping not too much was dripping
down.
Yeah.
That would suck.
That would be a problem.
It's known as a facade, Anthony.
Oh, is that a facade? It's not the actual floor?
No.
If we went around back, Rick, what would we see?
Basically, just nothing.
Rick used to be
a false front, right?
Universal Studios tour guide for those people in the newer cities we're in. He was that tool on the tram at Universal Studios that used to tell you, you know.
And here is a familiar house. You might recognize this one from the show Leave It to Beaver. Very familiar front of the house. But as we drive around behind, you'll see, yes, that's right, June had nowhere to cook all those dinners for the Cleaver family. There's no kitchen and no house. It's just the front of the house propped up with lumber to look like a real house because the only shooting that was done was from the front. This is what we call a facade. Or false front.
Fake front, yeah. All right.
Thank you, Rick.
John, what's going on?
I'm your tour guide, Rick.
Did you have a cool thing to say? Didn't you have like a cool thing to say at the end? Do it through the bullhorn. Like, because all the Universal Studios tour guides want to stand out a little. So do you have like a cool thing at the end?
Well, yeah, you had to have your little catch Hollywood phrase.
Right.
So I think the one I was using, I used to rotate. Just in case.
You rotate on your thumb.
What?
Let me hear it. I love this, that he was a Universal Studios tour guide.
Go ahead, Rick.
My favorite, though, was,
hey, and have your people call my people. We'll do lunch.
Hey, Pete snuck out of here.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, we weren't done with you.
What's the other one, Rick, that you rotated? I'll see you in the movies?
I didn't use that. Too many people use that one.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Were you hoping to get a promotion to the Jungle Cruise at Disney or something?
No, we hated Disney.
Of course you did.
Okay. Right. Hey, Anthony. We still have three clips to play from the 55-gallon drum challenge.
Ah, with the screaming.
We didn't get to these yesterday because of the old dirty soap opera that went on.
Girls go in the barrel.
And the Martha thing.
Fish guts get put in the barrel. Then all you hear is that horrible high-pitched screaming and hollering. Their eyes roll back white, lifeless eyes like a doll's eyes.
This is when we dumped hundreds upon hundreds of bugs into the barrel.
Yeah.
Check this
out. Awful. Here we go. Here we go.
I know what this is, too.
Here we go.
Get the video. Oh, God.
Don't say what it is.
I'm not going to.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Ow, they're biting.
Oh, they're biting.
Oh, God.
Oh, they're biting.
Oh, my God.
She's moving around in there.
Smell
here
it.
Goes. Here goes Stephanie. Stephanie?
All right.
The barrels are moving back and forth again. They're becoming hunters in there for survival. They're killing things. How to kill the swatting things.
There's just too many.
What are they doing?
There's just too many.
All right. Sarah is next. I think this is where she taps out.
These are giant mealworms.
This is where Sarah taps out.
They're huge. They got a lot of legs. And when they grab onto you.
Here we go. Here we go.
They feel like they're biting you when they grab onto you with their legs.
I don't think Sarah's going to make it through this. Let's listen in.
No cursing. Sarah, you okay? Sarah? Sarah doesn't want to talk yet. Rick, is Sarah okay?
Sarah, you okay?
I guess if she's not talking, she wants more, that means. Throw in some more.
No.
Throw in more.
Oh, tears. This is so
wow, hot. She's not talking.
All right, she's really crying.
She's crying in the barrel.
All right, we're back to our last contestant. We're down to four. It's Jennifer.
We whack our bags to that stage.
The it's not pretty girl. All right, here we go. All right, Jennifer's getting
it. If I was you, I would love it.
Shut up.
Oh, God! They're little friends of yours. They keep you company in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take it. Yeah. You love that, don't you, huh?
That's you, you, Frenchie.
You bitch. You love it, don't you, huh? Here's a little more. Take it.
God.
You bitch. Yeah.
I love that.
Take it.
I know people are here sick of hearing this, but we're replaying the whole 55 gallon drum challenge a week from Friday.
Yeah, if you missed it.
Candy from the Naughty 90 contest. Candy, what's up?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
What's
up?
Hi.
Hey.
What's up, baby?
Well, wanted to get spanked by Triple H.
Whoa. Nice.
Yes, oh. Yes, I do.
Yeah?
Yes, I do.
And you got a big oil.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, I'm Donald Trump.
You got a wave pool.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, I think Triple H would enjoy spanking you.
My lady.
I hope so.
Be here at 3 tomorrow.
Okay, I certainly will.
Wear something sexy.
I will, definitely.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Nice, Ann. Nice.
Oh, isn't that great? We got a girl lined up for it.
Brett and Sean from Cleveland. Yes, we got your instant feedback. It reads, hey, guys, WWF SmackDown is in Cleveland tonight, and yes, we'll be there with bells on. But our real reason is to go and support the O&A show. So we will be in the section across from where the cameras are pointed. We've made a huge wow sign and a huge O&A sign to help support the show. You guys rock, and this is our way of saying thanks. And get your white asses to Cleveland and hurry. If you can mention this on the radio just to let us know you got this, it would be great. Yeah, we'd love to check out some O&A and wow signs in Cleveland when they film SmackDown tonight.
Yes.
And we'll be up there soon with the Jim Norton comedy tour.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Yellow Discipline tour. All right, can we play another one from the 55-gallon drum challenge? I want to blow these out so we could dedicate some time to Derek Jeter's glove.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So another clip from the 55-gallon drum challenge.
We're not telling you what it is. I'm going to tell you. You're going to have to deal with it.
They're dogs.
All right. Oh, boy. We're going to be hearing...
Come on.
What the hell is this? What the...
No cursing! It doesn't stop, girls.
Who wants out? Who wants out?
Save some for other people.
Save some for other people.
No, there's plenty. There's plenty.
All right, Rick, move on to someone else, because I think Becky's doing just fine with that.
Oh my God, we're going to need a friggin' exterminator.
Oh huh?
You want to quit?
Huh?
We're going to need an exterminator.
Do you want to come up with his teeth?
You want to quit now?
All right, the girls are really freaking out.
Yeah,
because
now they're just jumping around.
Well, now, I mean, at first we put like a handful in. Now there's like hundreds upon hundreds in each barrel.
Each barrel is getting hundreds and hundreds of crickets.
Ow!
What?
No!
Jennifer's still in?
All right, go to the other girl there, Rick.
Sarah, how are you doing?
Sarah, how you doing?
Oh, they're pitching me or fighting or someone.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's good. You'll love it. They pinch you. Girls, there's plenty more, so just... This isn't going to stop for quite a while. We're going to be just pouring more and more of these things in your barrels.
Oh, good.
No more crickets.
Please, no more.
No more crickets, ladies.
All right. All right. No more crickets.
That was it with the bugs and the last clip of the 55-gallon drum challenge that we'll play.
Yes.
Want to hear the whole thing, you know, a week from Friday, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the Eels, Anthony.
The Eels. We dropped, there were two girls left. We dropped 10 huge, long, 2-foot, 3-foot long eels, very slimy, very active, very alive, into each barrel. Total of about 20 eels.
Right.
Yeah, and the girls did not like the eels.
Right. But first, Anthony, someone is checking in.
Oh.
One of our contestants in the 2090 contest.
Yeah.
Davida.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Davida, contestant number 6. I want to get spanked by Triple H. Maybe after I'm done getting spanked, he could give me a reach around so I could shoot the juice out from my man, John.
All right.
I really thought it was Davida, but that was just
what I thought.
That was just as funny. All right, here's the clip of the eels making their way into the barrels.
Yeah. All right, we're ready?
Are we ready for this?
All right, ladies.
The next
Look
item.
Shop.
The Here next comes. Item is going into the barrel.
Here comes the next item.
I gotta tell the ladies ahead of time, this one is really no big deal. So.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, Anthony. The 55-gallon drum challenge.
Let it rip.
Hold on, hold on. At the same time. Go!
Oh, oh my God! Ah! Holy Oh, my God! What the hell is... Ah!
The fat one's eating her. Where'd it go? Two guesses.
Oh, my God.
We're waiting to see who dumps it. Who?
No.
Sarah, how you doing? You want out?
No.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I'm hyperventilating.
Guys, I think Sarah's trying to stomp hers to death.
Let's just listen in, Ant. There's three there's three in each barrel right now. We're going to put all five in each barrel.
Oh, get that
five
one.
In each barrel. One got away.
Jesus.
All right, they're putting them in there.
Wow, that one's really moving.
Now watch this. This is gonna be a huge reaction.
What kind of fish are these?
That's not. That one smacked
me
in the head.
God, the ones are moving.
Get that other mic over there.
Well, he hits on the floor.
Oh, get that one. Get that one. He's a mover. He's a mover.
Frenchie.
Oh, my God. They're dropping them all over the place. All right, let's listen in.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I feel like Frenchie couldn't hold on to
it. That's a fighter, that one.
Frenchie's surrendering to it.
Right, there's got to be at least five 3-foot eels.
Look, you can't hold on.
In each barrel.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Keep going. Fill them up. Get a good one.
All right, they're.
Oh my God, that one's really
get
moving.
That son of a bitch.
They continue to put them in the barrel. There's going to be about 10
oh, you
in
bitch.
Each barrel.
Oh, yeah. One, how much? Oh. Oh.
Right in her lap. No cursing!
No cursing!
All right, these things are squirming everywhere. Frenchie just lost one. Frenchie just lost one.
Frenchie's having a hard time.
Yeah, oh my God!
Who wants out? Who wants out?
No.
Nice, huh, honey? Suck it!
Oh, they're
what do you think, Jennifer?
What?
What do you think? Either girl won out. It ain't over yet. Who wants out?
No, I don't want out.
Wow. There you are, troopers. That one's dead.
You can see the ones underwater.
Are they moving around in there, girls?
Yeah, they're crawling all around.
Oh, wow.
They got about 10 3-foot eels in each barrel just crawling all over the girls.
And there you have it.
Some more audio from the 55-gallon jump challenge.
God, that screaming is so cool. I love it. Clam Chowder, Murph, what's going on?
How's it going, guys?
All right.
I just was calling in that
what?
He loves the sea more than anyone, any player out there right now.
Are you wasted?
Well, dude, it's Tuesday afternoon.
In Boston.
In Boston.
Yeah.
I'm out here. We got a new coach today, Little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking good for us.
I hear.
He likes the spics we get on our team.
Holy Jesus, Boston.
I hear you guys applauded when they found out that you got him.
I did applaud that. That's a good move by the new owners.
The team was very happy to get him as coach.
Hey, you know, anyone that represents the underdog, we'll vote for him.
All right.
Go Sox.
But Jeter, Jesus Christ.
All right, we get it. We're going to talk about what happened to Jeter after the break, okay?
All right, thank you.
Call back, Clamp Chowder Murph.
All right.
There you go.
God damn.
Go Sox!
God damn Boston, man. You guys are too much.
We didn't realize how sick you guys were until after we left that fight.
Well,
city.
It's Tuesday afternoon. Why not?
All right, let's go to the FU line.
Lots going on today.
Thanks for calling, and here's the Opie and Anthony FU line.
Yeah, I'd like to give a big FU out to myself. Everything I do sucks, and it's not cool or funny. I never have anything good to say to anybody. Embarrassment to everybody in my family and everybody else that knows me. And if I can kick myself square in the nuts, I would. But I can't. F you. F me.
Next message.
Yeah, this is for the people that were at the Hoover Dam that were taking their sweet-ass time getting out of their f***ing parking spot. You know, I have my family and boy out from freaking Las Vegas to go see the goddamn dam, and you f***ing people got to take your sweet time. Go back to Kentucky, you sons of bitches. F*** you.
Next message.
I want to send a big F*** to the owners of my apartment complex and the f***ing scumbags that live across the hall from me or down the hall from me. They got evicted, and now they have lice or roaches. Now they have to evacuate the whole entire building and exterminate the whole thing. I just f***ing moved in here. Now I got to pack everything else back up, take all my food out of the fridge, out of the pantry, everything, and put everything in plastic f***ing bags. So go f***ing F yourself. F*** you. I need a shot of tequila. End of message. You guys are mean.
Let's stop and go on delivery, my friend.
I don't have kids. I want porno on my TV. I want violent video games. I want violence on TV. I don't want to take it off because you had kids. All you people with your children make me effing sick.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
We're psychotic.
Oh, my God. We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. A lot of people requesting the Dream Cream commercial that Steve from FoundryMusic.com and Jimmy Norton did together.
Dream Cream.
Well, they're our new advertiser.
Yes.
And these guys read the same copy as a gay couple.
Yeah,
it's fast. Check this out.
Whoa, Jim, that was incredible.
I know.
You were as hot as our first time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how passionate our lovemaking was back then?
Oh, Mark, I know. But lately, I haven't felt, well, in the mood.
Is something wrong?
No, actually, I'm normal. Most men experience a lack of sexual desire from time to time. But my brother told me about Dream Cream.
What's that?
It's an all-natural cream with this breakthrough ingredient that's been proven to enhance sexual pleasure for men.
Mm.
And it's available without a prescription, so I ordered some.
How's it work?
Well, I applied one little fingertip full, and Dream Cream made my skin more sensitive to touch.
Mm.
I was so aroused.
Mm-hmm.
My sexual pleasure was so intense.
Mm.
It's lubricating, tasteless and odorless, so it doesn't interfere, and it works almost instantly.
You're telling me. Come on, cuddle up over here, and let's see what happens next.
Mm. Okay.
Rock.
Thanks.
I like it quiet, though. I like without any music.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's so good, just two men talking.
It's so good, two men talking.
Hey, is it just... No, I know it's not just me.
Huh.
A lot of the rock stations, like at least when I listen to K-Rock or something, they cannot figure this out. turn the god effing music down when the jock is trying to talk. Have you noticed? You abso-effing-lutely cannot hear anything they're saying. I think this is for the best. When the music kicks in. Like, they'll be talking about anything, you know, an event or stickers or whatever the hell they're doing. And the second the music kicks in, that's it. It's over. All right. You can't hear a word they're saying.
Let's try. Go ahead.
Hey, be sure you tune in later on. Going to have somebody we don't know playing some of the tunes. Like, the music, instead of the jock gating out the music, you know, the music kicks down every time the guy speaks, it seems that the jock gets gated by the music and just gets eliminated from the mix. It's hysterical. I laugh, like, maybe my chick will be driving or something like that. We'll look at each other and just laugh.
What?
Yeah.
What?
And make sure you stay tuned next hour. We're going to have a big event.
Another brilliant programming move by the worst programmer in America,
the Abercrombie and Fitch midget,
Steve Kingston, who hates when we rag on him, but he knows it's true.
Steve, I'll give you some advice. I'm helping you out. I'm helping you out. Don't do this.
Hey, K-Rod. Hey, that was great. Thanks for tuning in.
We're supposed to be one big happy family, but he's making sure we never, ever have another band on our radio show. Yeah, that's good for the company, douchebag.
We would love to have
How's your ratings if you take away the morning show? Oops, non-existent. That's why we call you the worst program director in America. Can't make it happen outside Morning Drive, douchebag. I think you guys are a night show.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
But what about RPD not making it happen outside of Afternoon Drive?
And when you're right, you're right. Hell, they can compare notes, I guess.
Yeah, I noticed that, though, and it's, you know something? It is just...
Wow, you're so right. Just made me look like a douche.
It isn't just K-Rock here in New York. I've heard other rock stations where that music kicks in and they're trying to do their little talk up into the, you know, hit the post when the vocals kick in for the song. And you cannot hear them. Not a word they are saying. It's hysterical. And I'm like, I've heard this for months and months and months. And you would think somebody would have told them, hey, you can't hear your guy.
He's too busy making sure bands don't appear in our show.
Right, absolutely. Making those phone calls.
Oh, no, that band wants it. You tell them if they go on the Opie and Anthony show, they'll never get played on this station. And Opie and Anthony aren't a rock show on a rock station. Your song just won't be heard in New York.
And, of course, you're not making those phone calls because that's what you tell the big bosses. Yeah, okay.
Like, we don't have friends in the record companies as well.
Little rare, rare.
One big happy family. Yeah, sure, I believe that.
I'll pull ha.
All right, Anthony. Oh, we forgot about the biggest story of the day.
Yeah.
We're having so much fun today.
Yeah.
Ruben Rivera.
What an idiot.
This, you know, I read this today in the papers, and I can't believe this is true.
I've known people like this, though. They jeopardize something very good for something stupid.
But why? Does he need the money that bad?
I guess
I don't really get this.
He does.
If you haven't heard, great story coming out of Tampa. It says there's no room in the Yankees clubhouse for a thief.
Yeah.
A thief.
A thief.
So you're thinking thief. Is it one of the ball boys?
Uh-huh.
Maybe like the running coach?
Who's thieving?
Who's thieving?
Who's thieving?
That message was sent loud and clear to Ruben Rivera last night.
Ruben Rivera? Why would he be thieving?
When GM Brian Cashman released the outfielder, who was, according to multiple organizational sources, caught stealing a glove from Derek Jeter late last week. He's stealing Derek Jeter's stuff. Why? The guy's making a good salary to be on the Yankees.
Because it's sports memorabilia, Opie. Very lucrative market for a Derek Jeter's glove. You know?
That's twisted. It says, even though Rivera returned the mitt to Jeter on Saturday, the damage was done.
Yeah.
There's no lower form of life in a big league clubhouse than a thief.
Who said that?
I don't know. It says several items also disappeared from Roger Clemens' locker this spring.
Oh, boy.
The guy's going through everyone's lockers and stealing crap. So they I guess the team voted.
Yeah.
And they unanimously decided that he has to go.
They voted him off the island?
They voted
Who's going to win
island.
At the end? I bet Clemens walks away with the whole thing. I bet he wins. Because who's getting voted off next?
I'm going with the old guy.
Yeah?
Don Zimmer.
Dan Zimmer.
I'm going with Zimmer.
He'll be like Rudy. As long as, I don't know if there's any faggots on that Yankee team, but I don't want any near me. I was a Navy SEAL, and I didn't have to share no room with no faggot or queer.
Ready for this? Rivera forfeits $1
million. $1 million. $1 million he's going to make, and he's pilfering gloves to sell off to some sports memorabilia guy.
Yeah.
He's making deals.
Jeremy, what's going on?
Hey, I was checking out eBay for some of this stuff, guys, and I saw El Duque selling Jeter's hubcaps on there.
Ouch.
It's a complete set.
Wow, that sucks.
Why did we wait so long to do this story
today?
This is a no-brainer. So then Joe Torre summoned a meeting late yesterday afternoon to help decide Ruben Rivera's fate. Blah, 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 and everyone voted to kick him off the team. And that's pretty much it. He's a thief, and they caught him.
I think if it was anyone else, maybe someone a little more valuable, you think they would have, you know, gotten him some help and spun it that way. The guy's got a problem. He needs some help. And, you know, we stand behind him. No, because it's either you're a scumbag that gets kicked off the team now or you're a poor guy that needs a little help.
How do you show your face in the locker room after that, though?
I know. Everyone's stowing away their gear.
Even if they said, hey, man, you can stay on the team, you got to leave.
You got to make jokes like sign your jock strap and throw it at him. See what you could get for this. You know? Okay.
I'll do it.
Hey, Ruben. Ruben! It's Dan West! It's Dan West! Look, I got a money-making proposition for you. I got a money-making proposition. I need Derek Jeter's glove. Derek Jeter's glove. Folks, you're not going to get a better deal like this. Pilfered right from the locker room. No money, Dan. Ruben, you got to help me out. I got a short list. I got a short list. I need all this stuff in gym mint 10 condition. Gym mint 10 condition. I need the big unit sperm sample. I need a sperm sample from the big unit. I'm opening up my own memorabilia store after Shop at Home fired me. I need a sperm sample. And then I need nail clippings from David Cohn. And I need Michael Jordan's toe jam. Michael Jordan's toe jam. Michael Jordan's toe jam. Can you get me some used toilet paper from Jason Giambi?
Jesus.
Go into the goddamn locker room. Go in. Wait till he wipes, and then distract him before he flushes the toilet. Just go, hey, Jason, is this yours over here? He'll get up, grab the TP, send it to me, Don West. Be dialing my number when you get it. We're going to have a disgusting body fluid blowout on Shop at Home. I want Daryl Strawberry's crack pipe. Daryl Strawberry's crack pipe. Get it for me, Ruben. Oh, here's what I got on my list. Sarah Hughes, Olympic gold medal skater. Little Sarah Hughes has used tampon.
Oh,
I need it.
God.
You know the demand for this? Look, I'm going to unwrap a tampon right now. Look at it. It's white. Worthless. Worthless! If I get a red tampon, I need Yogi Berra's. I need... Look, you got to help me out here, Ruben.
You better get to pee.
I need Yogi Berra's stained underwear. I need his stained underwear. Don't be getting me clean ones, Ruben. I need them to look like a f***ing shoeshine rag. I need something very important from Thurman Munson. A piece of Thurman Munson. Could you get it for me? Get me some of, you went with the glove. Get me some of Derek Jeter's stained sheets. I want big yellow stains all over that. I know he's in everything that moves. And I'll throw in the Mark McGwire rookie card for the of it. I need Joe Torre's cancer. I need Joe Torre's cancer. Send me a tumor, I'll send you a check. Send me a tumor, I'll send you a check. Be dialing, Ruth. I need Ted Williams' liver. Ted Williams' liver. Be dialing. Wrap it up in a wax pack. It's a blowout. It's an organ f***ing blowout. Look, Ruben, I'm a little short. I'm going to have to pay you on stretch pay. Half now, half later. Half later.
Oh, wait, we got a call for you, Don. Scott, what's going
Scott,
on?
Scott, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Hey, I got Billy Martin's liver in a jar of formaldehyde.
And Billy also, Martin's liver?
I got some Thurman Munson memorabilia.
What do you got?
I got proof that he was a member of the Al-Qaeda because he knew how to fly, just didn't know how to land.
Oh.
That ain't even funny, Scott.
Oh, come on. It's been like 20 years. Isn't that the rule?
Billy's right.
You're right. I think it was 23 years,
but
right?
He tied it in with something recent. So it's not funny. I know the rules.
All right. Ray, you're next to the Opie and Anthony show. What's up?
Hey.
What's up, Ray?
Hey, how you doing? I tuned in late. Let me get this straight. It's big news of a guy named Rivera steals something.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, every Rivera in the city has steal something on their to-do list every day.
All right. Thank you, Ray.
I need some AIDS from Greg Louganis. Olympic diver Greg Louganis. Bring me some of his AIDS if you could.
I don't care how you get it.
I don't care. Take a popsicle stick and shove it in his and get me a culture. Get me some kind of culture so I can have his AIDS.
Another call coming in, Don. Chris.
Chris, you're on with Dan West. Chris, you're on with Dan West.
Hello.
How you doing, Chris?
Good. Listen, I got that shotgun that was used by a certain NBA star.
Jason Williams shotgun. Holy f***ing
with the bullet. Retrieve.
Look, I'll give you twice the money anyone else is going to give you for it if you include the limo driver's open chest wound.
And
I want a sucking chest wound.
I got that. And for a bonus, rumor has it that the same shotgun is the one that Kurt Cobain used.
Hasn't been 20 years. Get me Joe Theismann's shin bone. I don't care if he's still working. Get me Theismann's shin bone. Remember when that thing snapped and we all watched and went, holy... A thousand times.
All right. John wants to talk
LT
to you.
LT hits him, snaps his leg, holy... 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 Get me LT's crack pipe while you're at it.
Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Yeah, Pedro Guerrero's got OJ's knife collection he wants to sell.
Pedro Pro Carrero. He's got cocaine in the trunk. Get Don some of that. I want Pedro's cocaine.
Yeah, right. So we stole Jeter's glove there.
Yeah, I read that. I read that.
You did, huh?
I need Lou Gehrig's disease. Get me Lou Gehrig's disease. Get me Lou Gehrig's disease. Get me Lou Gehrig's disease. Guilty handsome snap. Holy.
All right, all right. Kevin wants to say something to you. Kevin.
Hey, Don, I got a special deal for you. How would you like to get Muhammad Ali's colostomy bag?
Get Muhammad Ali's colostomy bag in gym in 10 condition. Gym in 10 condition. I'll take it.
Danny.
Get me John Crook's testicle. Oh, I need John Crook's testicle. Ouch. It hurts just saying it. Hurts just talking about it.
Danny, what's up?
Yeah, Don, I got Billy Bunton's deployed airbag if you want it.
There wasn't no airbag. That's why he's dead. That's funny. Wait, what's the date?
Wow.
All right. Well, that's kind of a cool story.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying that. Someone wants to know if you want George Brett's hemorrhoids.
I also need Brian Piccolo's cancer.
Jesus.
Brian Piccolo's cancer. LT hits and snap. Holy. Thousandth goddamn time. How many times did we have to see it?
Talk to Frank, Don.
Frank, you're on the Dan Wiz shopping hole.
I got John Rocker's KKK hoodie.
John Rocker's KKK hood? Holy
I also got the Nancy Kerrigan pipe.
I don't think that guy likes the John Rocker doesn't like the He hates the talking about not riding on the subway here in New York City because he doesn't want to be with the Don West isn't a big fan of the but they make great sports cards and sports figures and make a lot of money. Tiger Woods, lot of money, nice enough guy, but he's a
oh, Don.
Hey, it could have been anything. No. Look, I'll take away the beep. But he's a nice guy. See? I played the tape back.
Rob, what's up?
And besides, he's half cheek.
Rob, what's up?
How you doing, guys?
All right.
Yeah, I got a special deal. I got half price. I got Ray Karuk's girlfriend in my closet.
There?
Send her over. Yeah. Send her over. I got Dave Dravecki's arm.
Wait.
Dave Dravecki's arm for sale. Be dialing, people. Start your own sports stars arm collection.
David, what's going on?
Don, I need a special deal for this one, man. You better be ready to step up to the plate.
All right, Dave, what you got?
I've got Lance Armstrong's right cancerous nut. Picked it up in Paris right on the Tour de France, baby.
Get the f*** out of here.
Nice and juicy for you, baby.
Well, let me tell you something, David. You got a buyer here in Dan West. You got to buy
a rookie card. That's all I want.
All I want to know is there sometime, some way I'll be able to get the pair.
The pair, we can work it out. I hear this stuff spreads. 2 nuts for the price of one.
All right. Vincent wants to talk to you, Anthony.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Vincent.
Yo, tell Don I got a special of the day.
All right.
What you got?
I got MJ Ye's bathtub water.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
It hasn't been 20 years.
That's wrong on all kinds of levels. Yeah, the date ain't right. Thing. And she isn't a sports figure.
Oh, my God. Talk to Andrew.
Andrew, you're on with Don West.
Hey, Don. I got
how you doing?
Sales on special for you.
What you got?
I got Bucky Dent's pride.
Bucky Dent's pride? I'm
yeah,
sorry,
Dent's
I'm looking
pride.
At my book value. That's worthless. It's worthless.
All right, you guys suck.
How about Bill Buckner's pride? Holy cow. Do you want to keep going, Don? They're really coming in like crazy.
Well, if there's some valuable items that Dan might be able to use
right.
on my own shop at home thing, put it through.
Jason.
Hey.
Hey.
All right, I got a special for you guys. I got a scab from Magic Johnson's Legion.
No. Mike, Magic Johnson scabs. Magic Johnson scabs. Start your own scab store. We're blowing them all out. Come on, folks. If the phone isn't up to your ear dialing right now, kill yourself.
Chris.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up, O&A?
What's up?
I got the Blue Blazers Owen Hart mask.
Oh. Oh.
Definitely not long enough.
You guys suck.
Hasn't been long enough.
Oh. All right. Yeah, okay, Rick.
Rick wants me to sell Bryce Flory's eye.
Holy cow.
You sadistic.
Oh, my God,
hey, Mongo from D.C., he's got Steve Kingston's height.
Oh, my God.
Very funny. Yeah, Yates is guilty. Guilty, 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 guilty. That just did it. Oh, God.
Brand new item just in, people. Be dialing. We got plenty. We're not going to run out of this one. Give me 5 minutes on the clock. We're selling parts of Dale Earnhardt.
Oh.
This is going all night.
I don't think it's been 20 months on that one, Don.
All parts available. Each one stamped with the Intimidator's own number 3. Not too intimidating when it's just a finger or two. But all put together, this guy kicked some f***ing ass. He didn't intimidate turn 3, did he?
Jesus.
Michelle Kwan's nose, get it. Get it, I'll pay. I want to make the Don West Tunnel.
Carlos has something for
you. With a nose like that, I think
yeah,
she was
how
a...
Doing? I got a...
But she's not. She's a...
Carlos, what do you got for the Don West show?
Tickets.
What do you got, Carlos?
I have Daryl Stingley spine. And 2-for-1, Roberto Clemente and Aaliyah last plane tickets.
Oh.
Definitely not long enough.
Balloon Knot. Joe, what's up?
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I got Bob Ojeda's scalp and the dock that it stuck to.
Holy Jesus. A Bob Ojeda reference. Oh, God, are you heartless. And the dock is stuck to. Oh, boy.
Wow.
All right. Okay.
I think that was the showstopper right there.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, that'll stop it, all right.
A Bob Ojeda reference on the O&A show
yeah.
today. Wow, who saw that coming? This was definitely a 520 bit.
Oh, God.
Why do we wait till 6?
Oh, my God. Wow. Don, you're going to want to go to line 4. Joe.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I got Mark Tremer's Babysitter's Virginity.
Mark!
Mark Jamira's babysitter's virginity.
Yep. That and Fuzzy Zeller's skin cancer. All right, I'm out, guys. Peace.
Fuzzy Zeller's skin cancer.
Jesus, you guys.
Holy I'll take it. I'll take it. Ladies and gentlemen, right now this is a one of a kind. One of a kind. It's Will Chamberlain's Will Chamberlain's It's big, it's black, it's his And from what I hear, it's been used a lot. Used a lot. You could spend all night just counting the veins on this thing. It'll be a hobby for the evening. Count the veins on his big black Will Chamberlain's Look, I'll start 1, 2, 5, 1,000. I can't keep count. There's too many veins on his Too many veins. Too many veins. Too many veins. Wilt. LT hits him. Snap. Oh,
all right.
Lynn Bias's exploding heart.
Oh.
We got what? Oh, that's now you're touchy.
I don't know you're following your rule. Not enough time.
Don't make me say Dennis Byrd's vertebrae.
He's still walking okay.
Oh, what better than Christopher Reeve?
All right. So where were we? Ruben Rivera is a thief. That's right, yeah. And Andrea Yates was found guilty of capital murder in Texas.
You're going to need a bag to take this home with you. It's Lyle Alzado's steroid-riddled brain. Lyle Alzado's brain. Ain't much of it. Looks like a piece of Swiss cheese. And the bandana he wrapped around his head when he was dying.
What, did we go too far?
That's... Effing brilliant, Anthony.
What a...
Effing brilliant. All right.
Oh, God.
I think we've covered all the bases.
We're selling the Pain Stewart trip of death. Bring your jacket. It's going to be chilly.
Oh, my God.
Who's flying? No one. They're dead.
Oh, God.
All right.
There we go. I think we're done.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
As I see it. Let's see.
Jeez. No.
Eight?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Wow.
Definitely a 520 bit. Definitely a 520
yeah.
bit. All right.
Boomy and Anthony Show. New York, Dallas, Chicago, Philly, Cleveland, Columbus, Sacramento, San Francisco. The empire is spreading.
Conquerors, you bastards!
OP, Anthony, 1027, WNEW.
And finally, we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show.
Yeah.
I think we went like an hour commercial free, so we kind of had to make up for lost time.
Sorry.
It also shows you how much we care for Ron and Fez. Because we could have F'd them today.
We could have kept going and then just played the commercials right before they come on. Because that really blows. Because you pretty much just flush out any audience that's listening.
But we're their pals. So we wouldn't do that to them. Unless we had no choice.
No choice in the matter.
All right. Don't forget, tomorrow on the show, Triple H comes in for a little visit.
And he's going to be spanking some ass.
Well, so far only one girl has called up.
I'm sure once he's down here, girls will just be flooding.
He's coming in early tomorrow.
Studio.
Coming in early.
So
So, ladies, if you want to be spanked by Triple H, give us a call, or I guess just show up at 3, right?
Yeah.
And we'll invite you down, and Triple H will do the deed. I hope he's still allowed to do stuff like that.
I would think so. Why wouldn't he be?
Well, he's going out with the boss's daughter, Anthony.
Opie, you don't really believe that stuff, do you? The wrestling, like, storylines, like they're really, you know, married or...
No, but he's really banging her.
So that, what do you think that's going to keep... He was banging China. And then, you know, she... He started getting things going with Stephanie. And I don't think he's not opposed to spanking a few girls. And I don't think Stephanie would mind.
Yeah, Stephanie seems pretty cool, right?
Yeah. It's part of his wrestling persona, his character. Right. Like, I'm sure if they're out on a date, because they're actually going out, he doesn't drag her around the restaurant by her pant, by the top of her pants, showing her ass crack.
Steve, hopefully, will have Stephanie's butt up on FoundryMusic.com later today.
And a very attractive butt Stephanie has.
Stephanie, we've said it many times on this show. She is beautiful. I don't even know if TV does her justice. When you see her in person, it's ridiculous how
very tall,
how beautiful she is.
Very good looking girl.
Crystal blue eyes.
Ooh, really? Okay.
Nice figure.
Looking at the eyes and everything.
Of course.
Yeah.
But the big boobs scare me now.
Yeah. I don't think she had to put so much in there. I think she could have gone a little lift. Because as she even admitted, they were a little saggy.
Right.
You know, Stephanie had a couple of saggy ones.
She's like a boob monster now. And those
now they're just giant, like, entities of their own.
When they get a little too big, I get a little scared.
Even Vince looked right down her cleavage.
Well, how can you not?
Look at my daughters.
At this point, he doesn't even know the colors of his daughter's eyes.
No.
He forgot.
Daddy's little girl.
He is the man.
Let your father cup a feel, Stephanie.
Oh, Vince. How are you doing? You're feeling up?
Yeah.
Rob, what's going on?
You guys, I have never laughed so hard in my entire life. I just started listening to you guys about 2 months ago. I just crawled underneath for my rock.
At that Stephanie Triple H stuff, that's just throwaway stuff.
Oh, no, I'm just talking about the whole thing, the 55-gallon drum.
The first thing
I listened to was when you guys were busting on Charlton Heston for opening up the NRA.
Oh, the restaurant.
Wow. Oh, my God, I never laughed so hard. I laughed the whole way home, and I got a good hour ride. And then that woman
I'm
just going on and on. It's hilarious. That woman that called up yesterday, that rag.
Martha. A lot of people liked Martha yesterday. I thought that was bad radio.
She wouldn't shut up.
No, it was good. 17-month-old baby. I have a daughter. And I've come to the realization that, you know, she's gonna suck the fee when she gets older.
Oh, God.
What I'm saying is all I can do is hope and pray that she's just as good as mom.
All right.
Oh, so anyways, hey, I don't know why everybody says it, but I'm going to join in. You guys suck.
A lot of people ask that question lately. It's something that started when we really did suck.
Yeah.
And we didn't want people to get to us, so... Jesus, Frenchie, what are you saying? Relax. We don't want to burn you out. Stop.
I got something to say today.
You have nothing to say. Be quiet. We know this stuff. Look what happened to Old Dirty. Old Dirty had to admit to an affair to get back in our good graces yesterday.
It's about Martha and two sea-sucking daughters. You know what I'm saying?
I'm turning his mic off, man.
You don't want to burn him out.
We don't want to burn you out, Frenchie, because then you're going to get desperate and then you're going to admit to like affairs and stuff on our show just to get back on the air.
We don't want to burn him out.
All right, you know what? We want to mention this a lot earlier. Colin Quinn, a good friend of ours.
Good friend of the show.
Yeah. His show last night was really, really good.
Very funny, clever, the least politically correct show I've seen on television. It kind of gave me a new hope. It really did. Just a bunch of guys of different races and ethnic backgrounds coming together and ragging each other. And Patrice was on it.
Keith Robinson?
Yeah, Keith Robinson.
You guys in Philly might remember Keith warmed up for Jim Norton there.
Yeah. And
Nick DiPaolo?
Nick DiPaolo.
It was pretty much everyone
funny.
You see at the Cellar on any given night.
Yeah, the Comedy Cellar. When they were sitting around and they're just kind of talking about racial profiling because of the terrorism, and they're just ragging each other. It was refreshing to see... that kind of comedy on TV, and I really, really hope it does well.
He killed, and now that he's a big star again, yet he's blowing us off because we wanted to, like, promote a show.
It's so funny. It's a live show, right? So Colin comes out on a set that looks like Saturday Night Live.
He's pretty much telling Lorne Michaels, this is what I would have done if you gave me a chance,
yeah.
You douche.
This is what I would have done.
Right.
And he comes out, he does a monologue.
I didn't want to sit behind the desk. I could do other things.
He does a monologue, and it's live.
Yeah.
And then he goes, everyone starts clapping. He goes, okay, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And I'm waiting here. Live from New York, Colin Quinn Show. It has a Saturday Night Live look, but the biggest part of it, it looks like when SNL first started in the 70s, you know? Like, it's very loose, it's very hangout feeling, and funny. The goddamn thing was funny,
how
man.
How were the reviews on it?
I don't know. I didn't read any. I saw it. I thought it was really funny.
Yeah, but I just want the show to be around.
You know what?
You
they
know
are
how that
they
gets.
Are so politically incorrect, and people are so sensitive with racial humor. And the truth of the matter is, you know, we've hung around enough of these comics and everything. They goof on each other, and it's brutal. You watch them and go, these guys cannot be friends. They can't really be friends. But they are really, like, very close friends. That's what happens. So the fact that Colin brings together comics, puts them on a show, and lets them rag each other like they do in the clubs
right. Is
fantastic. I just don't... I hope that people can accept it and enjoy it.
Well, was that a one-shot deal, or is it going to be on
no,
every
I think
week?
He got three. They're giving him three shows to see what he can do.
Well, Colin, if you're out there, bravo.
Yeah, the first show was great. Really funny.
I think I got like a minute of his monologue. I think it's worth playing today on our show.
People have stories. If you were down there, you have stories. However, if...
Okay. We need a little more of this, but basically Colin was talking about how, you know, the 9/11 thing, obviously very tragic and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he set it up like this, which kind of helps this this bit, because he didn't want everyone to think he's making light of it. And but he said he's kind of sick of the fact that everyone has a story, and he's starting to think that a lot of these people that have stories really weren't anywhere near
right. Ground
zero. Okay?
Yeah.
That's kind of the setup.
People have stories. If you were down there, you have stories. However, if you weren't down there and you were just in the tri-state area, you don't have a story. And nobody wants to hear your hypothetical heroic story, what could have happened. Because now I have people coming up to me and they're like, you don't understand. If I had taken the 2 train, instead of the A train that day, you usually take the 2 train? No, I've never been on the 2 train. You're right, I don't understand. What exactly does it do? You don't understand, if I decided to become an investment banker instead of running the go-karts up in Utica. And everyone's a psychic that day, too. Everyone's a psychic. Something told me not to go downtown. The news, that's what it's called. That's what it's also, Giuliani was a big hero for 9/11, and people forget, before that everyone loves Giuliani, people hated Giuliani. They're like, oh no, he racially divided the city. Yeah, thank God he's gone. We can go back to the racial unity we always enjoyed before. It really was the whole thing. He was the mayor of all the cities.
There you have it. Just a piece of Colin Quinn's show last night. It was well done, Colin. Well done.
And then
done.
Talking about racism and racial profiling. They had an Iranian guy on there that they were just ragging on. Patrice is hysterical. He's just tooling him for being an Arab and saying, you suck and I hate you and your people. It was really refreshing to see on television.
All right. And then there's a couple other things that we didn't get to today, unfortunately.
I got to bring something up real quickly because he was talking about the Trade Center. If you get a chance to watch on the History Channel, there was a documentary that was done in 2001, January 2001, months before the September 11th terrorist.
Yeah, that would be 8 months before.
8 months before. They did an entire documentary on the building and workings of the World Trade Center. And to watch these people talking about the buildings and what makes it work, and it was very recent, and they're talking about what an accomplishment it is and what it symbolizes, and as they're going through this documentary, they're showing like the mechanism that's used to wash the windows on the Trade Center and how long it took, and there's this revolutionary machine that went down the side of the building and back up, and they have the operator, and he's talking about how he works it, and sends the machine down, and it takes like a whole 5 days to do one side of the building, and then, missing since September 11th. Like, the guy you're watching you know, this was a documentary done 8 months beforehand, missing. That the biggest thing, if you get a chance to watch this, the creepiest, raises goosebumps on your goddamn arm thing. They're talking to another guy that's in charge of, was in charge of something over there. And he's talking about how the structure is so strong that it could withstand a plane crash into the side of it. And here's the guy sitting at the desk. Boom, dead. He's dead.
Dead.
Dead. Talking about how he goes, yeah, it was built to withstand a 707 crash, which is plane of the day back in 74, whenever it was open. And then he's saying, but I believe it could withstand multiple strikes from even planes that are in the air today. Huh. Dead. Dead. It was like, it's the creepiest thing. But you know something? It kind of was cool to see the inner workings of the building and everything and kind of remember it like it was. So if you get a chance, History Channel, check it out. Get away from some of the mindless TV, like that goddamn Colin Quinn show.
That wasn't mindless.
I'm kidding. Come on.
Now I'm going to feel guilty if I watch The Osbournes tonight on MTV.
No, I will be watching The Osbournes. Come on.
Ozzy's dog taking a crap right on the floor tonight.
Well, you do. Did you see the clip where Ozzy is smelling the dog's ass?
Yeah.
He holds the dog up and just starts smelling the dog's ass. No, I will definitely be watching Ozzy.
Hey, also, the light tribute they're doing downtown?
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's really cool. But you brought up a good point, Anthony.
Hey, could I ask people a favor?
Go ahead.
Could I ask a favor? There's a lot of people that commute in and out of New York City. I am one. I take the drive south down the FDR on the east side of Manhattan every night. And now that these two shining beacons are streaking toward the sky in memory of the towers, it's great. You drive by, you look, you get this feeling in you, and you keep driving. If you stop on the FDR, please expect to be run over by me, first of all. Secondly, if you stop to take flash pictures with a disposable camera of lights... I swear to God, traffic moving so slow because these retards are on the side of the road. Click! With these flash disposable cameras. You know what you're going to get? Nothing. You're not going to say, yeah, where's the Ansel Adams? Put the rag over your head and ignite the gunpowder. That's a good one. Take this plate down to developing. Yeah, I really, you know, move along, people. You could see it from well outside the city. It actually looks better if you're away from the city. Morons. And a big F you to the guy that's keeping me from going through the battery tunnel the last couple of days. I want to smack him in the face.
Well, we got to get the ratings back up in
He's
New York.
He's the only, maybe that's it.
You'll get the pass again.
No, you know what it is? I don't even say I'm Anthony from this show when I go through that tunnel. I have credentials that I use to go through this tunnel. That's what I do. And this guy is so pissed off. He goes, yeah, I know, you're a radio personality. That way, tunnels close.
Oh.
Like, he don't like the effing show. Because I don't do that. I got a contact guy, and I got some stuff that I show, and I get through. Everyone lets me through. It's great. I love the privilege.
Stop downplaying it.
What?
You got stuff.
I got some things that I use to get through the tunnel. Right.
Good for you.
They're things that were given to me by certain transit bridge and tunnel people.
Good for you. Good for you.
Don't you think having
Dice Frenchy?
Don't you think having a patrol car is going a little too far though, Andrew?
That I need. That's why I'm putting the word out right now. I need a cruiser. I need an actual police car that I could drive till April 1st when the tunnel opens again.
Never.
So any cops out there, if I could have a police car, please, just to drive in. And then you can pick it up because I'm allowed to use the tunnel outbound. No. But this guy, I see him. I see him. Like, I'm waiting in line, and he's checking everyone. I look, I go, who's there today? Please don't make it the guy. And I look, and it's like, oh, Captain Hook.
What's you?
Yeah. Should we save this story for tomorrow?
Which one? The
Well, you got a good story. The mom that put the jumper cables on the three-year-old?
Yeah, that's quick.
Do we know why?
I don't know. That's another, sick mother. Like, what would drive a woman? She's, I think, 27 years old. She had a three-year-old son, and she's been arrested for get this,
She clipped a jumper cable clamp on the kid's junk.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Look at everybody. What does that feel like? You can't put one of those on your finger without it, like, really hurting. Rick thinks it's hot. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Kill Rick.
It's disgusting.
But that's like, boy, and there was the thing that annoyed me, not so much the story, that there were no details to it. Like, at least print one word out of this woman's mouth. Something. What drives a woman to put jumper cable? What did her husband do to her that made her look at any junk, whatever size it is, and decide to clamp a jumper cable on it?
Anthony, I know the lady's name.
Who?
Martha.
Was it Martha?
We drove her nuts yesterday.
All right, there'll be more on that story tomorrow.
Sure. We'll have details.
David Letterman staying at CBS. We didn't even acknowledge that because that was like just stupid stuff. He was never leaving. A lot of people bought into that. That's pretty sad. And then teenage girl jailed with sex suspect, Anthony. Story
yeah,
coming out
brilliant.
Of Denver. A 16-year-old girl in suburban Denver was allegedly fondled after being put in a holding cell with a 34-year-old man who had been charged with sexual assaults on Wednesday.
See, Rick, now this is hot. See, you said the other one. I'm calling this story hot.
The guy's in the joint for sexual assaults.
Could you imagine?
And they fed the guy a gazelle.
No.
You know what I'm
saying? A limping gazelle.
A limping gazelle.
You know, not even so much that the 16-year-old girl is put in with this sexual predator and how like she must have felt. Think of how the guy felt. Like, what is this? You're kidding me.
He's laughing. You got
what did I do that deserved this? Is great.
Is this good behavior? No, but it gets a little sicker here. The unidentified girl was placed in the holding cell that appeared to be empty.
Uh-huh.
So they thought the cell was empty. They walk away after that big key. They're not even. They're not even down. They're somewhere else in the building, and there was the guy in the same cell.
What he was doing, he was hiding under the bed, but he wasn't hiding, he was sleeping to try to keep the light from being on him. So he went under the bed and then put the blanket over the edge of the bed to keep the light out. So they look and they just see a blanket over the edge of the bed. He's under the bed. They put the girl in there and all of a sudden... comes imagine her like, oh, what's that sound? Oh, there's a sexual predator crawling out from under the bed.
Man.
And he started fondling her buttocks. Her buttocks. And she was fondled over her clothing. I want to know what the 16-year-old chick was doing in jail. Like, what'd this little dirty girl do?
There'll be more tomorrow.
Frenchie, what was she?
She was sucking it.
She was what?
Yeah, she was a hose bag, a whore.
All right. Thank you, Frenchie. Don't burn out.
Anthony, this is the part of the show where Ben panics, so we got to go.
All right. Ben starts doing that. Enough, stop.
This was the day we really wanted to play What Do We Learn, because there was a lot of things going on today, but oh well. Yeah. Tomorrow on the show, Triple H.
Yes.
It's going to be an early appearance, so make sure you listen to the show early tomorrow. Girls, if you want to be spanked by Triple H, just show up at 3 and we'll bring you down here, okay?
Right.
And more stupidity tomorrow.